Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
Okay.
It's a good song.
Doja snapped on that bitch.
It's a good song.
I'm not trying to hear.
She wasn't talking about black men.
Yeah. You know, no. I don't want to hear anything from her. She was in them chat rooms showing feet, and we need to talk about how she's just allowed to have a career now.
I don't get that.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense to me, but I think people just kind of felt like it's not that serious, so fuck it.
Everything else, like, who the fuck like, has ever been fully canceled? Tory Lanez has a career, she's going to have a fucking career.
Nah, that's a fact, though. Like, that's a fact.
I hate. Now I feel like
cancel culture is not real.
It's not. Now I feel like I have to.
If Chris Brown has a career after his stunt, I don't give a fuck. He still has a career.
He does.
Yeah,
but he still did his
time, so we can, it don't matter.
He's it don't. That career. That's different. Yeah.
Yeah. Cancel culture isn't real.
Yeah.
Like, it only exists on Twitter.
If niggas still listen to R. Kelly,
which they do.
If he's yeah, exactly. So if fucking
don't be so proud.
Don't be proud of that.
Don't be proud of that.
Like we knew what R. Kelly was doing before the document.
Oh my fucking god!
That doesn't make it okay.
Did you start?
Yeah, I started. I'm so glad. I hope they can't hear him. Keenan does not represent the views of the podcast. He is merely our landlord.
Landlord slumlord.
Landlord slum. Yeah, if his actions include, never.
You know, if he was a chronic masturbator. A chronic masturbator, or he ran yellow lights a lot, that'd be fine.
He jaywalked. Crazy.
Yeah, he jaywalked. R. Kelly doesn't pay his gym bill. Oh, okay. The nigga is a creep and a pedophile. I have nothing to say to that. Like, I don't.
There's no lie.
I have nothing to say to that.
No, but it's the point that if he's not fully canceled, if Chris Brown wasn't fully canceled, if Tory Lanez was fully canceled, how the fuck is Doja Cat really fully
canceled? Yeah, I guess not. I just don't like Doja Cat.
Yeah. Which is fine.
I think she can rap, though.
I don't like
her. She can definitely float on a beat.
Yeah, I think she can rap.
I think she's highly overrated.
I don't think she's over or underrated. She's
just Doja Cat.
Yeah, she's right where she's supposed to be.
I think she's highly overrated.
She's right where she's supposed to be. She's not huge. She's not a big like person.
She shouldn't be. I don't think. I'm gonna be honest. I don't think she should be as famous as she is.
Did you listen to the song?
I think
what she's talking about.
The one, the best friend with Saweetie.
No, I'm talking about the one with Ariana Grande.
I didn't hear that one yet.
What song with Ariana Grande? 34, 35 remix. No, I didn't hear that.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta hear it. It's a good song.
Gucci? The Gucci Man?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So you don't listen to her?
No, I don't.
Okay.
So all right. Then,
and what I've heard, it's not impressive.
But you don't listen to her, so how are you going to say she's overrated?
I've heard enough to know that I'm not impressed.
Well, you haven't heard her three biggest songs. So.
Even Bitch, I'm a Cow is my shit. I ain't gonna lie. I love that
song.
Yeah,
that was cool.
And the video was fire because she had some big ass fucking milkers.
Yeah, that was before I knew she was a fucking coon.
Shit. A coon with some fucking bazoombas.
Yeah. Fucking knockers. Yeah. It's just one of those things I'm real sensitive to. Like when you're a coon, black, white, not black, white, but man, woman, if you go that route.
Mm.
I don't care about you anymore. You're dead.
Yeah, I'm not out here.
You kind of like phase out to me.
Yeah,
like
I feel that.
Like even and it's not and it to before like all the women come like oh you only did it. No niggas too.
No, Shameik Moore, whatever the fuck his name is.
I don't fuck stupid. Don't
dumbass.
Any nigga that goes down that route, especially a man that goes that route. Nah, you can't. I
there's
can't
really
fuck
no coming back from it.
Like I still don't. I want to be real. I think this what Michael B. Jordan doing with Lori Harvey. I think that is not a real relationship.
It doesn't seem real.
It seems too forced. Like
yeah.
That is not a real relationship, guys. And I want you guys to understand that right now. Before why?
And he don't. It don't seem real.
Yeah. It don't seem real. Like, yeah. Now yeah. you like black women, nigga?
Yeah.
Not so much that.
Wait, what?
What?
Why? Like what don't seem real about it?
It just doesn't seem, first of all, it's out of nowhere. It just, they don't.
And it's Lori Harvey. Like,
it's Lori Harvey,
I don't know.
If you want to come out with a black woman, right? Or you want to come out with a, like, your first black, why does it have to be the most popular chick at the time? Why couldn't it, like, if it feels like you trying to get some clout off of this.
Yeah.
For him?
Like, yeah, absolutely. I feel like.
That's opposite.
It's going in both directions.
Bro, he's bigger than her.
You think he needs her for his...
They named him the sexiest man alive. He's way bigger than her.
I know he's bigger than her, but I know he will try to improve his image.
Well, you got to think. He's in movies. She just dates Future.
That doesn't matter.
It actually does.
It does not matter because...
We've never even heard her speak before this week.
That's fine.
I've never heard her speak, period.
Yeah, she's not.
I never have to hear her speak. But I'm saying, if you're a dude and everybody knows the thing on you is that you don't like black women, and really, you're not a real... Michael Jordan is not a real, like, mainstream actor to where, like, if you're not doing black shit, you're not really... Nobody really wants Michael B. Jordan to do shit.
What more mainstream can you get?
Huh?
He's in Marvel movies.
He was in The Black Panther.
It's one of the biggest fucking movies of all time.
I bet you one thing...
He was also in Fantastic Four.
That shit dead.
That shit was dead.
And they didn't make another one. He put one stinker because he can't fucking act. Because he stinks.
They didn't make another one.
There was a Fantastic Four, and that shit was dead. They heard that nigga say flame on, and they turned the flame the fuck off.
What about Creed? Both of
them. Creed was good.
Creed was cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he has a resume.
Black people. He can never be like, I'm going to just... He can never exist in, like, the white space of acting like a...
Creed is a white movie.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Marvel?
Creed?
You think Creed is where it is because
it's based off of Rocky. I understand that.
But you think white people were really going out to see Creed, like, or yeah. That was mostly black people going to see Creed because Michael B. Jordan's
about
in.
The black nigga.
Why are they going to see it?
Because he's black.
No, what'd you just say?
Because Michael B. Jordan.
Exactly.
So
how can you say that he's not mainstream when you just said people are literally going to see a movie solely because he's in
it? Niggas is going to see him.
Nah, the fact that he's dating to back up your point, because you kind of have like a mixed argument, in order for him to have attraction to black women, which means that they want him to appeal to the black community, and they want him to appeal to the black community because they feel like he already has a white audience.
I don't think he has a white audience.
I don't think he really has a white
audience. He doesn't have a white audience.
I think he has a white
audience. Who?
You don't get named the sexiest man
white
alive
women.
Off of
yeah, he black didn't, black people didn't name him that. That's their shit. That's what I'm saying.
Who named him sexiest man alive?
White head nods.
It was People's Magazine or somebody. One of the big magazines.
Same one with a rock and Idris Elba.
Yeah, it was one of those big magazines.
He could never.
Why you say his name like that? Ryan Gosling, whatever that guy.
I'm not here.
People's Magazine. That's not a black magazine.
That's not no big magazine, bro.
Nigga, what?
All right, Mike.
People Magazine?
Sorry, right, next.
If he was GQ, I would have been like, all right, I'll shut the fuck
up. Yeah, but he's been
people,
on. How
I
many
bet you
GQ
People's
covers
is a bigger magazine
had?
Than GQ.
Yes, it is.
I think People's Magazine is bigger than GQ, Mike. That is inaccurate.
GQ is pretty much territory.
Now you're just speaking from your own personal opinion.
Maybe. But I'm going to tell you, but this is what I truly believe.
In your world.
No, this is facts.
Okay.
Michael B. Jordan couldn't exist in a, like, he couldn't be like, all right, I'm not catering to the black community no more. He has to have the black community to be successful.
What actor can do that?
The Rock.
The Rock's not black.
Problems. It's the perception of that he's black.
I don't know. He doesn't have the
Don Cheadle.
And The Rock comes from
Samuel
WWE
L. Jackson. He can leave
a white audience.
Samuel L. Jackson can leave niggas behind.
WWE
Denzel Washington can leave. Will Smith been left niggas behind.
You're talking about like the greatest of all time.
Buddy. I'm talking about black actors.
He definitely left niggas.
It's not a lot out there. That's what I'm saying. And that's another reason why Michael B. Jordan is successful, because there's not much to choose from.
Michael B. Jordan's also like 30. You're talking about 60-year-old guys with 30-year-old
I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of young black actors to choose from. That's why Michael B. Jordan gets a lot. Name them. Name young black actors.
But he's also been...
Name them. If you can name me 10 young black actors... I'll give you $20.
Michael B. Jordan.
Go ahead.
John Washington.
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba is 50. Shut the fuck up.
Well, we put an age limit on it?
I said young. I said young. Under 40.
Under, under 35.
Under 35.
Okay, okay, Lakeith. Right.
Who?
Lakeith.
Okay.
What's the other dark skin dude from...
What's the... Dan, what's the other dark skin dude?
Okay, I'm bad with
some
names.
Some of my boy from Get Out?
Yes.
Okay.
Washington
side. Yeah, John Washington.
That's the one. And that nigga's British. I really was going to... If I really wanted to fuck you out, I would say black American actors, you would be fucked right now.
Game is definitely over because all these niggas come from London.
All them niggas are...
British. All these niggas come from across the pond.
All them niggas come from London town. All them niggas are the Mandem.
Mike got a point. I mean, this list is bad.
Bro, I'm not
they got fucking Kyle Massey on this bitch.
Kyle Massey? Corey in the house?
What? No, that's his brother, isn't it? They got Robert Richard on this.
Who the fuck is
the nigga Robert Ricard? The nigga from One on One? Oh, my God.
What is it?
All right, so I typed in young black males under 30. Obviously, you got Michael B. Jordan as one. Two, we got.
I mean, he's the biggest. You can't.
Yeah, you have Donald Glover. I don't count him.
You're the biggest fish in a small pond.
No, you can definitely count
Donald. Nah, because he's. I don't count him because he's 37. I thought we were gonna keep it
under 35. And
yeah. You said under 40.
I said under.
Under 35.
All right, take under 40. Under 40.
I'll be generous and throw you that. And I won't even call him an actor at this point because he's a lot of different things.
He's an actor.
But he could stop acting today and be completely fine. Yeah. Michael B. Jordan could not stop acting and be good.
No, he could model. I ain't trying to sound like a weird
model.
What is he going to do if Michael B. Jordan stops acting, which he barely does anyway?
What the fucking...
No. I'm saying, no. Not saying like he could... Of course,
like career-wise, career-wise.
What career could he have?
Modeling.
Model. Absolutely. Or he
already models for fucking Coach. He has like... He actually is a model.
Like just because he's the biggest in a pool that you don't think is that
it's not big. It's slim pickings.
So here's the thing. We're having the wrong argument. That's the bigger argument.
But I'm saying our bar is so low that we got to look up to Michael B. fucking Jordan, who actually is a terrible fucking actor.
Yeah, niggas can't defend that.
Because he actually sucks.
His best work, if we're going to be...
His best work is when he was 13.
That was Fruitvale Wallace. Station. When he was Wallace.
In The Wire.
That was his best work. Fruitvale Station is his best work.
I think it's Fruitvale Station. And
I really want to attribute that to him acting, but what the movie was about and what it represents.
His acting in that movie was perfect.
Did anybody see his new one where he was a lawyer?
Yeah, that one was good. That was good.
Yeah, it was with Jamie Foxx. That was good.
Yeah,
Oh, another better actor than him? Yeah.
It was good.
Michael B. Jordan is not carrying anybody's movie anywhere.
Yeah, he didn't carry that movie. I mean, he was the main actor, but yeah. I mean,
bro, he sucks.
His acting is just all right. So, I won't say he sucks.
He sucks.
His acting is just okay.
Michael B. Jordan sucks.
You ever watch Friday Night Lights? The TV show?
Yeah. Was he? No, he was
I
in
don't
it.
Watch that.
When have I seen it? Actually, no. I've seen the movie. Yeah, never mind.
The movie. Yeah.
No, but
he was good in this.
Back to you ever seen when he was in Fahrenheit 451?
No,
that was ass. Nigga, I don't even know why I watched that.
Nigga, he was the worst superhero I've ever seen in my life. That fucking flame-o shit. He was awful, bro.
What are you talking about?
Fantastic Four.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
He sucked donkey dick.
And even in Black Panther, he wasn't that good.
He was awful. Hey, Auntie. He was horrendous.
And people.
Okay.
That line was terrible.
Okay, y'all are all like Marvel like buffs, right? Like y'all are like comic guys, right? Man. Exactly. That's why. Because it don't fit to the traditional comic thing.
As somebody
who I can't stand that world. Like I willingly don't go watch.
Just his acting is bad.
Even when he
burn me with the slaves.
Nigga, how you bad at dying, bro?
Nigga, you can't hate on that fucking line. That was probably the biggest line of the entire movie.
It was the worst one.
That was the worst one. That what line, fuck.
That was the worst line in the movie.
That
bro.
Shit is terrible.
I was like, what
bro?
The fuck are you
are
talking
you kidding
about?
Me?
Like, slice this
are you
throat?
Fucking? Why are you telling the African like he's not the
I was
white
like,
man?
Kill him.
Bury me with the slave. He knows
kill
about
him.
The slave ships, nigga.
Kill him.
You ain't changing his mind about nothing.
Kill him. Expeditiously.
Kill
him faster, please.
Like before
he should have cut him off mid-sentence. Bury me with the slave.
Bury me with the click. Nigga, bury your throat.
Bury your throat.
Did y'all get his message in the movie, though?
Oh, my God. I know the message.
No.
He was, you know what it was? It was a great message, but it was
Was
made to the wrong people.
Was he supposed to be black Americans?
No.
Like, was he representing Black America?
Well, yes.
Towards Africans?
Yes.
All right.
But do you, like do you really get, like, what he was saying?
Or it's a whole nation of white people you should be saying that shit to. Yeah.
No, he was pretty much saying...
saying it to other niggas.
No, like, his message was, like, why didn't the Africans come save us?
It doesn't matter. It's the line is bad. The way he delivered the line is bad. He is bad at it. Now, it's already points again for being a bad line in a bad context. But his delivery was shit.
I'm not disagreeing.
So, there it is. That tells me he's not a good actor. He's actually a bad actor. But he survives because he's attractive. And he's in a niche category of you can't name me six other black male actors, let alone black American actors. You can't.
I'll stop you there. I was looking it up since we've been talking about it. They said he gets $3 to $4 million per role. That's how you know he's not a good actor.
But Robert Downey Jr. got $10 million for 8 minutes.
Exactly. 8 minutes.
Okay, we're also talking about one of the biggest actors of all time.
No, I'm just saying. Just
saying, like, $3 to $4 million per role is not a lot of money.
Just a comparison.
On just that, saying, on that $3 to $4 million for being in a movie for 2 hours.
That's not a lot.
That's not a lot.
And it's all Marvel. It's the same unit. It's the same. And Black Panther was a way bigger movie than whatever the fuck that was he got paid for them 10 minutes in.
No, that was a Marvel movie. That was
I know, but I'm saying Black Panther was a bigger movie than whatever movie that was.
Spider-Man? You think Black Panther is bigger than Spider-Man?
Yes. Yes. That Spider-Man? Absolutely. 100%.
It was. That one.
I don't even think twice about
Spider-Man,
it.
That Spider-Man, yeah.
I don't watch this. I don't fucking know.
Yep. Now, you say Spider-Man 1, Tobey Maguire, and the 2, or the one with Miles Morales, an anime one, we could talk about it. But that one, that was like Spider-Man Homecoming. So that even, was, that was like the third or fourth bullshit. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm saying because he's an actor who's mediocre and has a niche, you have to respect and keep that niche people that will support you no matter what. Because I know wasn't no white people going to see Fruitvale Station. Wasn't no white people about to see whatever movie you talking about where he was a lawyer. No white person ever said, ooh, let's go see the new Michael B. Jordan movie. No. Not a soul.
Not happening, no.
It ain't happening.
I bet a lot of white people went to go see Creed.
Absolutely.
That's because different. Of Rocky.
But he's the main fucking guy in the movie, right?
But if it was like, oh, Sylvester Stallone is not a part of this, and it's just some young nigga trying to box, I bet you. That came off the Rocky. A lot of that came off the Rocky name.
No, it wasn't.
If the movie was called Michael B. Jordan Fighting, nobody would give a shit.
If the movie was called Antonio Tarver Story, nobody's watching.
Yeah,
no, white people aren't going to see the Tommy Hearns.
The Zab Judah story.
White people aren't going to see that.
Niggas
aren't going to see. White people aren't going to see the Winky Wright story.
The Winky Wright.
Get the Wright. Fuck out of here. RIP. Wait, no. Winky didn't die. I'm thinking of Diego Morales. Ain't nobody going to see that shit either. RIP didn't.
Ain't nobody about to see.
Sorry.
Ain't nobody about to see the motherfucking AB story.
All right, you consider Chadwick.
Anyone can get it.
You consider Chadwick a good actor?
Who?
Chadwick Boseman.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, what do you think he was worth in Black Panther? Give me a number that would be like, yeah, he should have got that.
So
for the whole movie itself?
For Black Panther.
So do you have the actual amount that he got?
I think Chadwick Boseman probably got about 10.
Okay, he got 3.
Oh, wow.
So now put that a comparison to Michael B. Jordan, what he gets on the average movie.
Niggas had bad deals. I mean, it happens.
But Chadwick Boseman, hold on.
I think
you know why you can give Chadwick Boseman 3? Chadwick Boseman, even though niggas know he's a good actor, that was his first breakout mainstream movie.
You could say the same
No, you
Michael
can't.
Jordan.
Because that nigga was in Fantastic Four.
I kind of agree with you on that.
What the fuck was his role in
Fantastic
Four?
That wasn't a
big movie. He was one of the Fantastic Four. He was one of them.
He was one of the four.
That's still a huge franchise, though. That's a huge franchise.
But he wasn't even in the original one. So, nah, I'm not giving you that. I'm not giving you that.
We're not
going to
blame the whole movie on him. Like,
I'm not blaming the whole. The movie was trash, and he's trash with it. But he sucks. You can't name him when he was like, oh my God, Michael B. Jordan. Boy, only he could have did that.
Yeah, I ain't never seen a role where I was like, yeah, nobody else could do that.
Nobody could do that but Michael B. the Jordan. Nobody. You can't think of one. So again, he's a mediocre actor who has a niche cause. And he's typecast as a nigga that, and they don't even want him to speak much. They limit his lines too. So
okay, back to
hold on.
What's that got to do with his relationship?
I'm getting there. When you're in a niche market like that nigga is, and you need a niche market of people to always be supporting you for you to even be moderately successful, you need to keep that market. And now most of that market, because of who he is and how he looks, is black women because they are attracted to him and they like him. Now, but once
that's with or without him dating black women.
Once it started coming out, and it's been coming out, I would say within the past few years or so, like right after Black Panthers, when they started looking at Michael B. Jordan like that, they started realizing, oh, this nigga only goes for white
this
women.
This nigga's fucking corny, isn't he?
And he's a cornball, actually. And he only goes for the whites. Niggas started turning from Michael B. Jordan. So you know what fixes that real quick? I'm going to get with the most popular black joint out of nowhere, Lori Harvey, and bam. They love me again.
Look at it.
Because niggas are so easily.
They're posting
what
goals.
What female have you attached to him before Lori Harvey?
None.
None. But when
that's
you
a poor agenda.
But when you look at them, they've all been white.
Who? Does you that, just said no one.
Yeah, like who?
Attaching to him, but I don't
know. But I've seen him like rapping to white women. Like, that's all he do. Come on.
You can't attach no
yes,
female
I can.
Before
yes,
Lori
you can.
No, you can't. You just said you couldn't.
I don't know because I don't know them specifically.
Nobody can.
But you see him with white women all the time. You do.
Anybody,
stop.
He's about to sue anybody.
I don't like it.
It's the truth.
Is Snow Allegra white?
Yeah.
It's very. Snow white. Allegra?
She's white as hell.
I'm asking a fucking question.
Yeah.
God damn.
She's white.
Oh, stop.
Does she
shit.
Look white?
She's fucking white.
I don't know. I can tell.
Nah, she's like, they said she's like Persian.
No,
like,
she's
yeah, just like Kim Kardashian's Armenian. He's fucking white.
Yeah, Snow Allegra's white.
Jesus Christ.
That was a serious question.
He was in her video. He was in a video where.
Wasn't he messing with Kehlani or that was somebody else too?
That was Kyrie Irving.
That was Kyrie.
Another weirdo. No,
that was Chance. Kyrie Chance.
Another weirdo.
I don't think that you can, before Lori, I don't think you can attach him.
Not to any black woman, you can't.
Not to no woman.
I don't know. Like, somebody look up who, my phone about to die. He had to be dating somebody.
White women, man. Yeah,
so Snow is on that list. I don't know who. Catherine.
That's a white woman.
Piaz. Her last name don't sound white. P-A-I-Z.
She sounds Italian. White.
Ashlyn Castro. Castro don't sound white.
Spicy white. Go ahead.
Kiki Lane. I don't know who that is. I don't know who those people are.
That was probably when he was 13.
Apparently he dated Kendall. I don't know.
You said Kendall?
Yeah.
Jenner?
Yeah.
Well.
Is there a secret model, Cindy Bruna? I don't know.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm seeing a lot of white women here.
No shit. I'm not talking out of my
head. Who would have thought?
So, you know,
I don't know none of these people.
This is the bag on him.
He dates like C-list white women, it seems.
That's what he do. So, you know how you fix this when niggas are getting hip to your shit? You date the most popular black girl out here, and it's Lori Harvey. I don't think that's a real relationship.
Doesn't seem like it.
No.
Yeah, the Victoria's Secret model, she's black. Cindy Bruna's black.
And he's an actor.
So. Kiki Lane is black. Who dated? Esther Vanta, she looks some type of Spanish. Castro, she looks white.
So you got me at about, I'm at
Catherine
a.
Pease is white.
Sounds about 10% you're at here, buddy.
Well, we're at two black, two white, and one Spanish, so that's
I keep 40%. Going.
Listen, if there's white women on the list, you like white women, man.
If it's more than two, that's what you like, baby.
Yeah, because if it's more than two, that means that you knew what you were doing a second time and you still did it.
Yeah, talk about it.
Yes, I can.
Huh?
There's nothing wrong with it, but there's a perception of you that comes as a black man.
I will say this. You might personally think that there's nothing wrong with it, but as a collectively, we think it's weird and we don't like it.
Black people, we think it's odd.
Both parties think it's weird. The majority, they think it's weird. If and that, you'd be lying.
Especially if that's your if that's your main thing. Like, you got a one-off white girl, okay.
Here's but the thing, though. We were never saying there was something wrong with it. We were talking about not. The we were talking about the relationship that he has with Lori Harvey, the fact that it seems fabricated.
To protect his image. An image because there's a perception of you amongst black women when we see you with only white women. And then when you have that, when you have that perception on you, you lose that base.
He does you, like you. You
yeah, but you dated more that. Than one though.
Okay, but he's also dated more than one black woman. He's also dated other races.
Sorry, you don't get that. You don't get those benefits, buddy. Okay, you so don't,
Mike. You're literally shifting like your standards for what it is.
Yo, I have the same standards for everybody. It is what it is.
No, okay. He's dated a Victoria's Secret model, black Victoria's Secret model. You like, and he dated a black actress before this. So like, what are you saying? He only dates white women. How you say that when he has dated other women in the past?
I understand that, but the main...
So you can't say he only dates white
women. Okay, you only... But mostly what you go no, for we just is
went
white
through,
women.
We just went through, we went through five of what we
know.
And, okay, we just went,
but I'm pretty
okay,
sure it's way more that's white.
Would
you
bet...
would you bet money on his
next...
No, listen, no, stop.
I don't give a fuck.
I know you don't give a fuck.
None of us do.
But
at the end of the day, we truly do not give a fuck about this.
Like, hold on. Only dates white women when we just went through.
Oh, my God. All right.
Would you bet on the over...
logic and numbers? I'm talking about... If you're a betting man, if you were to roll the dice and you had a gun to your head and you and somebody asked you, most of his girlfriends are what? And what would you answer?
I have a question, and I'm gonna
You don't get to ask the gunman question.
No,
you don't get no question.
It's one question.
I have a gun to your head.
Are we talking about since he's been a famous actor or his entire life?
You're dead.
I'm talking about...
You're dead.
You might be dead.
Which one?
You got shot.
Since you got money.
Since he's got money?
Yep.
I'm going white.
Right.
But if you're going to life, I'd probably say black, being that he grew up in Newark.
So if you... Barely. If you had to bet,
Kyrie Irving's from West Orange, and he's a fucking loser.
Kyrie Irving also went to private school.
So did Michael B. Jordan.
Where did Michael B. Jordan went to theater schools and shit? Okay. So what does that mean?
Okay, how many white women have you seen Kyrie Irving with?
A bevy.
Who?
Kehlani.
She's not Mike. She's not white. What are you talking about?
What is
about?
She?
She's not white.
What is she?
She's not white.
Mike. What is she?
I don't know. I would say I would say she's black in something.
What is she?
I would say she's black in something. She's,
name it. She's
mixed, I would say
I'm pretty sure her mom is white and her dad's black.
It's
I'm
enough.
Pretty sure. No, pretty
Mike,
sure.
Mike, you're bugging.
Listen, if you had to bet,
Q, you're the only good one.
She's a mix of black, white, Native American, Filipino, Mexican.
Okay. Yeah, that's a white woman. Oh, so,
bitch, what the fuck? Shut the fuck up. You niggas over there. You niggas over there are something else. What happened to the one drop rule for black, motherfucker? If you had a drop, you are black. What the fuck?
We applying the one drop rule for white,
what
motherfucker.
The fuck
listen,
to that?
Yeah, one drop rule. Listen. If you had to bet on the over or under for if you had to bet on the over or under for Michael B. Jordan's next girlfriend being white.
Next girlfriend?
Yes.
You're not gonna sit there. You're not about to tell me that she's gonna
you're
be a
gonna
black.
You're gonna let it all ride on white.
Yeah.
Shut up.
You're putting all your
all
chips on white.
You're all putting
it.
All your chips on white.
Because Harvey's gonna do him fucking.
No, because
dirty.
Michael B. Jordan's because
corn.
Because you can see it in Michael B. Jordan's face. He's a fucking loser. That's what he does.
He's a cornball.
He's a corn.
Come on, dog.
That's a whole different argument there.
It is what it is.
It is.
I don't know. I also find and it. I find it hard to call niggas like that cornballs.
I find it very easy.
But wait. What if his situation is like Taye Diggs?
What's the situation?
Yeah, what's that situation?
Another cornball? No.
Taye Diggs is the corniest nigga ever.
That may be true, but the thing is, Taye Diggs actually wanted to date black women, but no black women.
Well, that's
wanted
just saying he's fucking corny
because he's a cornball.
Nah.
I hate that excuse.
Bro.
That excuse is so.
You know how I know that's a cornball excuse? Because you know who else said that? Tiki fucking Barber.
That's what anime niggas say.
Only corny niggas say
that's
that.
That's the same shit that anime.
I want to date black women, but black women just don't go for a guy like me.
Shut your bitch ass up.
They wanted the hood guy. I didn't sag my pants. And they hate me. Shut your ass up.
No.
Nigger.
It's because you didn't brush your teeth, you fucking loser. That's why.
Nigga, shut up. You know why they don't like you? Because you're fucking corny. No, you say shit like
and
that.
You were always farting when you were talking to them.
This is a fact. I'm not lying. Tiki Barber said that black women didn't like him because he was a nerd. And he thought that he was a nerd because he liked math and science.
Nigga, no.
You know why black women don't like you? Because you have a fumbling problem. All right? You fucking dork.
Nigga, you left shut a white woman wife for the fucking maid, you dumbass.
Oh my goodness. These niggas are fucking
delusional.
You're
not even treating white women right.
I hate.
You did, you not, you know what? You're not even allowed to date sisters. You fucking moron. Nah, he left. He left his wife for the fucking housekeeper.
Yep, he did. He did.
You just.
Mm-hmm.
He had a white housekeeper.
They're both white. He doesn't. He don't. He don't mess with black women.
I'm just more shocked.
Nah, he no. He literally said. He said black women didn't like him in high school because he was a nerd.
Look at him.
So he said. So I he mean, said.
I, look.
So
look.
He said to himself he would never marry.
Look at who we're talking about. If you don't know who Tiki Barber is, Google this nigga and be like, oh my god.
The person who would even
think, running back.
Yeah, your guy, Giant.
Shout out to Ron.
He also started hating on the Giants after he fucking left. They started winning. Surprise, surprise.
The same nigga.
Tiki Barber's the type of nigga that would get a
because
fade,
of why
but he won't blink
because
shit.
You had a corny nigga in behind him.
Sounds like somebody who's not self aware. That's crazy.
Yeah, he will do that.
What?
He will get a fade, but he won't blend it.
Dark light.
Dark light. That's what
military,
he gets.
He got the
before he went bald.
Yeah.
That nigga got
the
nigga
bowl
got,
cut.
Nigga got the dickhead cut.
Yeah. He got the all lives matter cut.
The type of niggas we're talking
you
about.
You know how corny of a nigga you
they're
have to
all
be
the same.
You know how corny of a nigga you have to be to be.
Yo, they're all the same on both
in the same category.
Yes.
No, he's a step up.
No,
he's
only
up.
A step
he's
up.
A step up.
He's only no. He's the same. He's only a step. He's only a step up because the, that's crazy.
Is that a real picture?
No, that's a real picture. This is the picture of the pod.
Wow. Right. Yeah, we're using that.
That okay.
That's Tiki Barber.
That's your band right there.
That's your man.
You wearing
red heels?
I
ain't the longest red heels.
Yeah, he is.
So no, the bet. The only reason that he's perceived to be better is because he looks good. That's it. And he has a model. He probably has a stylist to make. To keep him from wearing the cornball shit he probably would wear.
Nah, he definitely has a style.
That's it. Because of genetics. That's it.
This nigga, Tay Diggs, was in probably some of the blackest movies ever. And you could read through this nigga.
And guess what?
He was acting.
And you know what? He tried to leave the black people. Where the fuck is Tay Diggs now? Can you tell me? Can you tell me what Tay Diggs is doing now?
All American.
Who?
All American.
Dating a white woman.
On the show.
He is. Even on the show. His wife's white. Cucking himself.
But he cheated on her with a black woman.
He didn't cheat. Wait, did he cheat?
He did. He cheated.
Yeah, like 25 years like
oh,
prior.
You love the black woman so much you made her your side slut. Yeah, great.
Look at that. You know what? You know what's crazy though? We say all that to say welcome to the Not That Serious podcast.
No. They all look the same. Both sides. And I'm gonna get on you women too that only date white men. You got.
Yeah, that's different.
They all look weird. They all have a disconnection with the spirit.
Each side.
I think
each side, the majority of each side, they don't like it.
It's a chink in the armor.
A chink in the armor.
You look weird.
Think about it. If a black man is dating or married to a white woman, white men don't like that. If a black man is dating a white woman,
yeah, it's tribalism. It's among all races.
Black
that's
women.
I never asked a white man how he felt about it. I honestly don't know.
The ones who have the balls, they'll tell you, I don't like that shit.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him to suck a dick.
But
respect? Nah.
But what were you saying?
I was saying welcome to the podcast.
Yes.
I don't know which episode this is.
120, well,
that was
maybe?
Easily the longest intro we've had.
No,
because we didn't introduce shit.
No, I had to give Michael B. Jordan his fucking,
your mouth.
His poop flowers. Because we need to talk about that nigga.
His poop flowers.
He's gonna swindle us by just popping up with Lori Harvey. Nigga,
yeah.
You ain't slick.
I'm curious if women agree with you.
I would be surprised if they make it to my birthday, and my birthday is March 3rd, the first week in March.
Women definitely think that nigga's corny. There's no way
they
don't.
Make
he
it
just
to
looks
my
good.
Birthday.
He's just a good looking dude. They
I'm
definitely
not,
think he's
I'm
corny
not
though.
I'm just
that's how a lot of these niggas get.
It's
by.
Either that. It's either that or you see that he has no sex appeal. Oh my god.
Yeah, nah, y'all.
Are you going based off of like them just getting a relationship based off all the pictures just coming out? Or do you think they've dated for a while?
I don't think they've dated for a while.
I would say back in like late October, early November, it was pictures of them getting on
flight.
An airplane. Yeah, getting
right.
on flight.
Exactly.
But
that's
I thought
saying.
Because at Atlanta, celebrities don't walk in the Norma Airport.
Right, but they got in the same car. They left.
Yeah, together. But I thought that because that Porsche that Delta uses to take you from the airplane, they take that, and I thought that it was taking them to the front
somewhere else,
and they were going. Yeah, split off. Exactly.
That's why I say I don't know if it's fake because this isn't the first time they was.
Believe this whole thing is calculated. These niggas are celebrities with a vast amount of money and resources.
Well,
they can fictionalize. MF Doom was not nowhere near as famous as these niggas. He was dead since October, and nobody knew about it until New Year's Eve. I think Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey can fake a relationship over a few months.
Easily.
I think they can do it. I don't think she's his type. His type is white women.
He's definitely not her type.
At all.
You don't go from Future to Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan? Really?
Okay,
but that cornball?
Do you put Diddy in the same category as Future?
No, I put him in the billionaire category.
Yeah. I put him in a way lot of more money category.
He's a billionaire.
And then like, what about who the fuck else is she with?
Trey Songz.
She's with Trey
Songz? Yeah, like I don't like her type.
Trey Songz has way more money and he's a sex god, no homo.
I mean I think she just attracted to
I don't think you had to say no homo.
Popular black men, honestly. Like
I could sit with that.
Yeah, like I think she's as long as you are a black man with a name, I don't think like her type is so.
I think out of all of them, he's definitely the most unappealing.
Who, B. Jordan?
Yeah,
unappealing like physically or like
not physically, but just to be around aesthetically.
She dated Diddy's son.
She dated,
and then Diddy.
That's also Diddy's son, which gives you access to Diddy, and then you upgrade it to fucking Diddy.
Yeah, there's no. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan, he don't have as much money as these niggas. He's not as famous as these niggas, and he's corny. So what is she there for?
I don't know. Maybe he's so corny.
Maybe
just the one nigga that actually treated right.
Socks?
But I'd say like that's probably if you're going from Future to you got to pick a next person.
He's actually treating her right.
That's probably like the best person you can go to from a Future.
Who's to say that Future wasn't treating her right?
Nigga,
do you think Future was treating a 23-year-old right?
I actually do, because I think he's stupid enough to treat a 23-year-old right. MB has big, even at his big-ass age.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's another thing
that throws me off, how young she is, and she only dates, like, all these older niggas.
I don't look at her as a problem. I think those niggas are weird.
Yeah, they're weird. It's weird to me.
Yeah, those niggas are very
weird. I really
weird.
Don't. I don't see how this is happening. It's weird.
That just lets me know that there's something wrong with them.
That nigga Michael B. Jordan definitely went to his publicist and said, "How can I fix this?" And he said, and she pulled up Lori Harvey's Instagram page, and he said, "Who is this porch monkey?" And she said,
"He said, what the fuck is this?"
She said, "Your new girlfriend. Make sure you have the Cash App ready." And I am Big Mike, one of your hosts for the Not That Serious podcast.
Yeah, it's LZ, your boy Corey.
Q's here.
And we got landlord, slumlord, Keenan in the motherfucking boom.
You don't want to say nothing?
Barber.
I'm all right.
Keenan, a.k.a. Hello, Kiki. People. Kiki Palmer.
Kiki Palmer.
In the building.
Speaking of Kiki Palmer, this made me, now they're my own.
Weren't they in a movie together? What movie did they do together?
Who?
Michael B. Jordan and Kiki Palmer. Didn't they do something together?
I bet they didn't love each other.
It's called Get This Corny Ass Nigga Away From Me. Ew, nigga, bye.
They're both corny. That would be a good couple. Michael B. Jordan and Kiki Palmer.
That would be a nice, both corny, corny, horrible couple.
Yeah.
That would be very unlikable.
Yeah. It'd be like Jemele Hill dating herself.
Oh, bro.
She needs her Twitter banned.
Yeah, right with honestly, Donald Trump.
That shit had like 30,000 likes, though, which was like, huh?
It's a lot of quotes. It had 100,000 quotes.
Nah, I feel like she was getting ratioed in that joke.
She was definitely getting ratioed.
What was the tweet?
It was Bernie Sanders sitting down.
It was Bernie with the
with his envelope.
Yeah, he had like a big ass envelope.
Yeah, and she said that he looked like
he just picked up tickets to the Friday fish fry from the church.
Yeah, it's something
Bernie.
Stupid.
So here's the tweet. Bernie Sanders out here like he just picked up the raffle tickets for the church's Friday fish fry. Oh, I fucking can't stand
it. She tweets like
she tweets
like a white woman posing as a black
exactly.
woman.
Yes.
She tweets like a mixed person who was raised by white people.
Yeah,
that,
like, doesn't know,
like, yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, like what are you talking about?
She's like
black but doesn't know black culture type shit.
Yeah.
Like, I have black friends. At any point, to Jemele.
You know, you know, she's a black woman, but all her friends are white. Literally, easily. That's it.
She was like, oh my God, Donald Trump's sitting there like he ordered spicy at Popeye's, and they told him it's a 15-minute wait.
Like, shut the fuck up. Like, she probably still greets people with the Wakanda hand. Oh. Like, she still does the Wakanda Forever salute. The Wakanda, like, get the fuck out of here, yo. Oh, my She's God. Fucking corny.
She's a corny.
She is fucking corny.
And a half.
Yeah. Like, I would definitely like to play Black Card Revoked with her, just to see her get all the wrong fucking answers.
She probably don't even know how to do the electric slide.
She probably doesn't, no.
No, she like them niggas in Britain, they call it the candy. They call it that there.
They call it the candy because of the song.
Because of the song. They call fucking British stupid? People call the electric slide the candy.
Oh my God. Help them. The candy.
Lord, carry them now. Carry the mandem. Carry the mandem in it. But yeah, so what's going on, everybody?
Nothing much.
Everybody's cool. I think this is episode 120, I believe.
Yeah, it is. Sheesh.
Does anybody have a lighter on them?
Nah, you got something trying to light up?
Yeah, what I really want to light up is this Trump pack. You know what I'm saying? It's official.
Finally,
it's official. Over. His last day official. Was Tuesday. We got that nigga out today. This is Wednesday. You'll be hearing this on Thursday. So, Trumpito is gone. He went out like the cuck loser that he is.
Bro, did you see the song that he played? This dude, motherfucker played he finished his speech, and the song was the YMCA. Now, I've never truly listened to the lyrics in YMCA. But they never spoke to me more when this nigga was leaving the stage.
Young man.
That was like a...
Pick your head off the ground. I said, young man. I'm like, this motherfucker is a loser.
I thought that was like a over the video. I didn't think
no, it was it was not. It was not, you know, an edit. It was not a dub. They played that song for his last speech.
Bro, he went out
he
so...
He is a fucking
He went
dork.
Out so... Disgraceful, and I actually love that he went out so.
The only thing that would have made
a dog with his tail between his legs.
The only thing that would have made it possibly better is if niggas just jumped him when he walked on stage.
Yeah, he
bro.
Just pooped himself. If he just pooped himself during his speech, like, we got to make America great again. Like, if he just shit himself, that'd have been even better. Like,
bro,
he
it was
went
so
out
so good.
He went out in that fucking helicopter.
Oh, man. It flew up in the sunset. Somebody on Twitter said, for some reason, I was sitting here waiting for the helicopter to explode.
Yeah. I like, somebody's got to shoot this down, right?
Nobody's gonna shoot. This is the part, right?
I was like, this is the part where they shoot it down, right?
Oh, my goodness, man.
Olympus has fallen?
But it was definitely good to see him get the fuck up out of there.
You know, he had to like plan that himself. Like, that's not a normal thing.
No.
Like,
yeah, because he already told him that he wasn't going to the inauguration, so he had to do his
normal,
own thing.
So they did a whole bunch of shit nasty. Like, first of all, before this even happens, the first lady is supposed to bring on, the leaving first lady is supposed to bring on the next first lady in and do like a tour in tea.
Yeah. But fucking Michelle and Barack had to show up. They're retired,
Michelle and Barack had the class. Even though they knew where the country was heading,
they didn't have to do.
Michelle had the class to bring in Ivanka or whatever the fuck whatever her name is, Ivanka, Iyanla, no, I don't know,
Melania,
whatever the fuck, Russian slut. They brought the fucking mail order bride bitch, and they showed it around the White House, around the plumbing she's never seen before.
Yep, yep.
And they gave her a tour.
Yeah, they did.
Now this fucking. Romanov Dragunov Beach couldn't show Jill around.
Nope.
And they didn't do that. Then they had to do all the shuffling to go around the normal order of things, where the leaving president's supposed to be there and just have some amount of class.
It's literally,
and he had none.
It's literally white people personified. You ever bumped into a white person, they didn't say, excuse me? Yep. This is that on a grand scale. Yep. Like, this is like worst case scenario, not saying excuse me.
Melania don't even know how to speak English. I don't
bro,
expect
it's
nothing
like,
from
yo,
them.
What the fuck? Like, you're like,
hey,
when
you say that, and I'm like, and this is why I'm also like, when people like to give white women a pass, they need to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Because white women are all so, so complicit. She did not, and you know, there's no part of her. You can just look in her face. her cold, nasty plastic face and know that she has no love for Donald Trump.
None.
Nothing. But
she's just like, she's just doing, I don't know why. I don't know why.
Knowing everything he was and who he stood for, what he stood for, she stayed because it benefited her and her family, and it gave her power, and it gave her some amount of power, and it made her complicit.
Yeah.
That she is no different than all these white, than back in 150, 200 years ago, where you got these slave owners, plantation owners, and they got, oh, the nice, white, delicate wife that's in the house. No, she's ordering niggas to get beat too.
Same thing.
Just because she got a vagina don't make her any less complicit. They are the devil too. Just like she is a devil, just along her nasty fucking husband. They both deserve the worst. I wish nothing but the worst for them. The worst. They are horrible people.
They're terrible people.
Donald Trump is the devil. He's awful. His kids are awful. All of them. Everybody awful.
Yeah, they all suck.
They all suck, and they went out like losers that they are, and all the losers that support them. I've been drinking their tears all day.
Mm-hmm.
I just been looking up the little Herschel Walker corny ass. I was about to say something real crazy for Herschel Walker's son.
Whoa, fuck that nigga!
Yeah, that nigga. Been watching him cry all day. That's been great. I've been watching the coon nigga Terrence Williams. Terrence K. Williams,
mm-hmm.
where he's like some big, you know, MAGA coon talking about, we will always miss you, Mr. Trump, and we will love you forever. I'm like, back to the plantation, nigga.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. Back to the racism we're used to.
All
you
black Trump supporters.
They can all fuck off.
Must be sad, huh?
They can all fuck off. Every single one. Have y'all ever went,
honestly, if you got family members or friends, don't let them come back home.
Yo, have y'all
banished them forever?
Please do. Have y'all gone on Donald Trump's Instagram and see like what mutual followers y'all have?
Let me do that.
Go ahead and do that.
No, because like the only reason I don't is because I know there's certain people that literally follow like the president just because he's the president. Like a lot of people followed his Twitter.
I mean, well, it's that would be fine if it was like a presidential page.
Is it Instagram still active?
But it's like his actual Instagram.
Well, his Twitter was
like
actual.
Okay, all right. Well, not I'll take it a step further. People who follow him and like his pictures.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah. Those are the people that I got rid of.
Right, that's a little different.
And I was surprised by how many people it was, and I was even more surprised that some of these motherfuckers was black.
Hmm. Okay. So mine, this is pretty good. I got about 6 people.
Mm-hmm. I had about 15.
I'm at 30.
30?
That's where I went to college.
Republican Corey.
You got some cleaning. You got some cleaning up to do, Bubba.
Can you check yours?
Oh, Keenan
playing a game.
Keenan got at least 15.
Keenan is like 116.
Keenan be free with his friendship. He's nice to anybody. He's cool. I bet you got more than 15.
I'll bet you
you got more than 15 people that follow him.
Let's find out. You better be real.
What's my over under?
Yours is 30.
You went to Dartmouth, so it's 30.
I did not go to Dartmouth.
You went to Dartmouth.
I've never been to Dartmouth.
You know about secret societies.
Yeah, nigga. You was in the Skull and Bones.
No, yo, so who the fuck? I have a
Keenan
separate thing about
hold you. Hold up, hold up. Hey, wait, Keenan's making a face. How many is it?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Ah! Right, well, there it is.
No, nigga, what is it? No.
Put the mic in his face and let him explain.
I know
himself.
The people that's on here.
I don't want to hear okay, none of that shit.
It's 22.
Woo! That's over 15.
Now I know for a fact that some of the people on here are laying on here to bullshit.
Now check the likes.
Don't care.
Like, nah, my cousin Hassan's on here.
Check the likes. Yeah, check them. Yeah, good. No, and when I say check him, send a post to him. Be like, yo, nigga, why are you following him?
Yeah,
do you see them names in the likes? You don't see nobody's names in the likes that you follow? You don't know none of these people? Oh, all right. Yeah, okay.
I'll be back in December.
Yeah, right. Corey, how you doing over there?
Corey got 30. I mean, we are new.
Q, how many you got?
What's my over-under?
Yours.
You have at least 30. I think you probably have upwards to 50,
yeah.
But you have at least 30.
57.
Mm-hmm. See? You see?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not surprising. I went to...
You went to school in Ohio. You went to Cross and Bones. You went to Dartmouth.
The private high school.
See? You were on a football team. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's literally like...
And you was on the... What was you on?
And
the
D-line
or
O-line? Liking his pictures too, ain't they?
D-line.
Okay. More niggas on the D-line, so okay.
Two kids I play football with who mm-hmm. I... One is from Red Bank or up North Jersey.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's Red Bank, the shore. Yeah. That's prime MAGA territory. Yeah,
and one is from
North Jersey. MAGA motherfuckers love their boats.
One's from, like, Charlotte, but he's been a hard...
Charlottesville, you say?
No, Charlotte.
But Charlottesville. Yeah. Listen, man. It makes
sense. Yeah. You're friends with him?
Actually, Keenan, that makes it a lot worse.
You say most of them are cops? Law enforcement do fuck with him, bro.
Yeah, so
that's
yeah, because he yeah, that's the problem. Bad behavior.
That's part of the problem. That's part of the issue that we've been dealing with.
I would
with.
Like niggas that encourage me to do my bad toxic tendencies.
Yeah, this nigga literally told the police love to beat up. He told the police to beat up Black Lives Matter protesters.
I would be real receptive to a nigga that every time I did something bad that I knew was bad, but it felt good, they just pat me on the back and said, "Good job."
Listen, man.
So, yeah, but they inaugurated Joe. They had Lady Gaga perform, which is nice.
We did it, Joe.
They had
I don't know if y'all caught this, but I couldn't believe it that Sotomayor fucked up Kamala's name.
Who
did it?
It's Kamala, right?
Yeah.
It's Kamala. Yeah, Kamala. It's not Kamala.
So she called her Kamala.
Yeah.
And it was like, if there's one time to get it right, mm-hmm. it's this fucking
it's
time.
It's Kamala.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah. Kamala is definitely more pleasing to the ear
right.
than Kamala. But, yeah, you got to know that. In that position, you have to, like, you have to do better.
Kamala Harris.
It's Kamala.
Kamala.
Kamala, sorry.
But people call it Kamala.
Kamala.
Kamala, yeah.
We blackified it a little bit.
So it's like, and she's like the Supreme Court justice, you know, the first Latina Supreme Court judge.
Come on, yeah.
It's like
what if somebody went over Sotomayor?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's the one time that you should get this right.
Yeah, get it together.
Like, get this one right.
Yeah.
They had J-Lo.
Oh, yeah. She's saying, what, America the...
Yeah, I want to know, why do we have Jennifer Lopez still singing in public?
And she's always around.
Yeah, I don't know.
She can sing, though. That's the only thing I said. Don't think I was like... Wow, she can actually sing. I didn't really think she could sing.
That's what you gathered from that?
No, nah, Jennifer Lopez, her voice has never really been that bad.
Yeah.
It's okay. She's not a singer.
You know what her voice is
she
like?
She can hold a note, though.
Her voice is like, her basketball equivalent to her voice.
Speedy Claxton.
No. I would say it's like Jeff Teague.
Jeff Teague.
You wouldn't mind Jeff
viable,
Teague around,
yeah. But what like, can you do without him?
You're not looking for Jeff Teague, yeah. Though.
She's more popular than Jeff Teague.
If I said Q, you're having an event right now, and you could have any living singer. How low is J Lo on that list? And it's definitely
she's not cracking the top 100, bro.
Yes, she is.
She's not
what?
Living singer? Come on, bro.
Okay,
the top 100
living singer.
Yeah,
100. That's wild.
Yeah, you're
like I'm talking about singing voices.
100.
She's not cracking
famous.
Do you know who I am? She's not cracking my top 100.
I mean, I wouldn't put it past you.
Okay,
but she's definitely not cracking the top 30 singing voices. She's
if
not.
You have an event and you're not bringing like some underground people. You know, like she's
no. I'm talking about people who can sing.
She's not cracking my top 100 singers.
Okay, just
and I'll say that with my chest.
Just for the sake of it, can you give us like 10 to 15?
10 to 15?
Yeah, just I just want to hear like where you're at.
Men and women or just women?
Women.
Singers.
Singers.
Women.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston.
Alive.
Living.
Oh, I'm sorry. Living. I'm sorry. Jasmine Sullivan.
Yeah. I said that's who should have done Amazing Grace.
She's singing at the halftime of Super Bowl. That's going to be lit.
Okay.
Jasmine Sullivan. People that sing better than...
Ari Lennox. Tony Braxton.
Her, Tony Braxton. Fucking Erykah Badu. Nigga, I don't even know where to start.
She's cracking.
Fucking Marsha Ambrosius. Like, bro, come on, don't do this.
Marsha Ambrosius.
I mean, no, I agree that, like,
yeah,
Vivian Green,
like,
but
Kelly
also,
Price.
She's also more popular than all those people.
It doesn't matter. I'm saying,
so, like, that's why she did. You think about it, you going back all the inaugurations, it's always, like, the big names.
Beyonce did it. Aretha Franklin, it's always the big names.
I get that.
That's
but
why Lady Gaga's there.
I get it.
But can, Lady Gaga.
You can name 50 people that sing better than Lady Gaga, but it's the name.
What the fuck does she know about cameras?
Exactly.
Yeah. I love Gaga. What the fuck does she know about cameras? Yeah, no, exactly. Gaga.
I love Man. Gaga.
It's up like
it. Yo, you know they're putting Kim and Kanye's divorce on Keeping Up with the Kardashians? Like, you'll be able to watch it.
Of course.
Beautiful. Yo, Kris Jenner is the fucking devil, bro.
He's a devil, but he's a goddamn mastermind. She's a goddamn mastermind.
I feel like that one's more more fake than fucking, what's it called?
What?
I
thought that Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah.
What, the divorce?
Like, just their whole...
Oh, no, this is a real divorce.
No, I'm talking about their whole being.
Oh, being together?
Yeah. Well, I sure. You can't fake kids, though.
She didn't have any of the kids.
Yes, you can fake kids.
She was actually pregnant.
She had the first one.
She was actually pregnant.
She had one of the four, what is it, four?
Yeah. Dude, actually, you can't fake a family, bro.
Shit.
Whoa.
You're right.
God.
No, it's facts.
Like, you know. All right, since you say that, I was going to bring that up for Michael B. Jordan, but I didn't want to go there.
Oh, you think he's gay?
I don't think he's gay. I was just throwing it out there. I was just putting it out there.
Hey,
I wasn't going to say it. You know what I'm saying?
I just thought he was a corny one.
Yeah.
I would not disrespect the gay community like that.
No.
I was not disrespecting because
we were talking about how if the relationship is fabricated, bro. And then we also said that we couldn't pin another woman to him. So I was like,
I'm not disrespecting the LGBT like that to add Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah,
to
I was gonna say,
ranks.
But I mean, obviously, I mean, this is his business.
For yourself? I respect my LGBT sisters and
Absolutely.
Brothers. Way more you, than that.
Yeah, we'll hold that L.
Yeah, before I put Michael B. Jordan on them.
No, when you said we couldn't name a woman to him, that's why I was like, are they trying to like mask up?
No, he's just a straight cornball that can't get no bitches. He don't got to be gay for that. He's just a straight corn.
Yeah, you're right.
Sure, nigga, if he was gay, he wouldn't be getting no dick neither.
God damn it. God damn it, Michael. Shut up.
If Michael B. Jordan was gay, he would talk himself out of so much dick.
Definitely. Definitely.
Oh my God. When I acted that one time, it was so thrilling to be with Idris Elba.
I'm going to go home, nigga.
Yeah, fuck out of here, bro. That butt is not worth it.
Well, when I was on Fantastic Four, actually, most of it I was filming it on green screen. I really didn't actually have flames. I'm like, wouldn't that be crazy? It'd be so hot.
That ass is not worth it, bro.
Yeah. Ain't no dick or ass worth it. Mad gay niggas is going leaving Michael B. Jordan's house to jerk off because they can't stand it being his fucking loser presence. Fuck Michael B. Jordan. And we going to clip that.
Yeah. Oh my God! You gonna clip that? All right. Yeah. So we actually got a phone call.
Yeah, we got a phone call to make. Actually, a nice little treat for y'all.
Yeah.
We're thinking about maybe this maybe be the start of a little series of interviews where we have with people who work in a certain industry. And that's the sex work industry. So this is going to be the first one. If we do more. We might put it out for y'all. We might put it behind a Patreon paywall.
Yeah.
We might do that. Expect that coming up. We're going to see who's really supporting us.
Yeah.
But we're going to pay the bills with some ad revenue. And right after that, we're going to call up one of our first lovely guests of the sex work variety. Her name is Miss Imani, a.k.a. Imani the Muse. And let's pay these bills. We're kicking and we're going to get right back into this interview.
Yeah, Manscaped.
The Not That Serious podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, the number one product in men's below the waist grooming. Valentine's Day is upon us, fellas, and you got to make sure you're ready for whatever the night may bring you. And that includes pelvis slapping. Now, our friends at Manscaped, the global leaders in men's below-the-waist grooming, are here to tell you that you need to use the best tools for the job so that you can be ready for that special moment when it comes. Now, 2 million men are already trusting Manscaped products to groom, and you need to make sure that you're one of them. If your girl can't think of what to get you this year, tell her to get the gift that keeps on giving, and that's the gift of smooth balls. The best way to get started is with the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0, full of the best products to keep you looking, smelling, and feeling nice. The Perfect Package 3.0 is led by their revolutionary third generation lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which has advanced skin-safe technology and features cutting-edge ceramic blades that reduce grooming accidents. It's also waterproof, which prevents a mess in the bathroom floor and in the sink and injuries to your jewels, especially when it's time for Cupid to shoot his arrow. Nothing turns off a girl than scratch marks on your balls. And let's be real, we smelled the worst down there before. That's why I am thankful, and all of us at the Not That Serious Podcast are thankful for their Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver. These products keep your boys from sweating, smelling, stinking, and sticking. And these products smell really, really good, y'all. Their manly scent is attractive and will help set the mood, if you know what I mean. And you know what I mean, that means you're smelling good balls in her mouth. The Perfect Package 3.0 all come with a pair of Manscaped boxers that keep your junk feeling fresh all day, and it's smooth like silk. I tell you this, I'm not lying to you. It feels so good on you. Easily the comfiest boxers I've ever had, and I'm pretty sure my fellow podcasters, hosts, you know, they'll agree. And this is the perfect package for you and your package. Now, how can you help us out while helping yourselves? You need to go on manscaped.com. Run up everything. Get the Perfect Package 3.0. Get everything they got. You know what I'm saying? And then you need to go to the discount code and enter the code NTS. That's it. Three letters, NTS. And you will get 20% off and free shipping on your order. No matter how big the order is, you will get 20% off and free shipping using code NTS. That's using code NTS at manscaped.com. For 20% off and free shipping, Manscaped your balls.
One, look at Eric Gordon. Fuck it.
All right, yeah, man, hit that call button, Corey.
Oh, let's fucking do it.
Oh, yo, FaceTime audio. Why? Because it sounds better. Damn, do as I say.
Just fuck. I'm not fucking just, do it, just fucking, nigga.
Dude, I'm not just talking out of my ass. All right.
Okay.
Jesus All Christ. Right. Oh, boy. I'm so glad the mice can't pick up the shit you say. Because
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're gonna go through and explain the shit that I don't want heard. Look at you. That is beautiful.
There you go.
All right. That's crazy how you got.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Yo.
How art thou?
Good. How are you guys?
I am, you know, I am dandy.
Amazing.
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you? You know what? Before we get started, I want to formally introduce myself, because you know the other two gentlemen on the pod, but I don't think we have been acquainted as much.
I don't think so. Is this Mike?
This is Michael. Hi. Okay.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm great. You know, I can't. It's hard to introduce yourself. Oh my God, I'm so giddy. It's hard to introduce yourself to someone that you have come to already. And it's like, where do you start? Like, I already blasted mad Michael Bologna juice into the sheets to this woman, and I don't. We haven't exchanged a friendly Christian hello.
Not the sheets. Not a Christian hello. What the fuck?
Yeah. I done already made a snow globe out of it, and I didn't even say hello to this lady. So I'm Michael.
Oh my goodness.
Hi, Michael. nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Oh, nice to meet you. So, Corey, is your phone all the way? Is your phone volume all the way up?
Oh, my God.
All right. So,
what's good, Monty? It's LZ.
What's up,
Monty? Hey, LZ. How you doing? Hey, Corey.
I'm good. Chilling. Laughing at this.
Oh, God. Welcome. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for calling in, taking the time out, you know, for, you know, making these niggas run it up. But for everybody who does not know who you are and what you are doing, would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Of course. My name is Imani. I go by Imani the Muse, or a lot of times people call me Muse for short. I am a content creator, sex worker, however you want to spin it, whatever people are calling it these days to make themselves feel good.
It's a fantasy fulfiller.
Exactly. I like to call myself a cyber slut, honestly.
I'm hard.
It jumped.
It jumped. Cyber slut. That's crazy. I never heard that. Was good.
Yeah, that's been my thing for a while. Pretty much an online fantasy. I do a lot of camming, a lot of OnlyFans. I just tapped into many vids. I don't like to just say I do OnlyFans, even though that's the most popular. I'm on like a few different platforms.
You got a diverse portfolio of ads. I understand.
I didn't even know there was other platforms. That's crazy.
Oh no, it's plenty. It's
oh yeah, there's lots. It's
Mike about to get these
vids, mini vids. You know, OnlyFans.
OnlyFans, Pornhub.
Cam Soda.
Chatterbait.
What?
Oh, Chatterbait's lit.
Let me buy you a coffee.
Let me buy you a coffee. Wait, that's a website?
Yeah, it's called Let Me Buy You a Coffee. It's pretty much very similar to OnlyFans. You can change your site to like whatever you want. Like I know like girls literally is like, let me buy you a book, like, or whatever. And you pretty much just sell whatever you want, how you can do on OnlyFans.
Wow.
That is lovely.
That is fucking lit.
All right.
There's a lot of places to make money.
Yeah.
Listen. I'm gonna start off by saying huge fan.
Thank you. Is this
that's Mike.
That's Mike. It's Mike. Michael.
Mike's gonna be doing most of the talking. Okay.
Michael is a huge fan. Great content.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something. All right, listen. I'm going to start off like this. All you girls out there, ladies, that are doing OnlyFans, you need to step your game up.
That's facts.
Because Monty right here is truly doing the Lord's work.
You know, I really appreciate that.
No. I'm not even being funny right now. Like, you are out here. You are a soldier and a trooper. I ain't never seen people do the things that you do on that thing. I'm like, you know, you subscribe to a girl for like $5. You know, you lucky to see a nipple for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, you throw a butthole, that's out the window. You know what I'm saying?
The crazy thing is, I hear that often, and I thought, like, you know, men were just being men and like saying shit to say it. But then I realized, like, you guys must be serious, because like most of my subscribers, I think at least 80% of my subscribers have their rebill on, where it's just auto pay. So I'm like, okay, something is going good here.
Because like, they know you're giving out that heat rock, and it's like, yeah. I'm going to stay here.
I hear a lot of guys say they get scammed on OnlyFans, girls who aren't really nude or whatever the case may be. It's not really like what they're promoting.
Yeah,
I heard there's chicks out there that's like, literally like the same pics as their Instagram.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
If one chick was on there rapping, like, who the fuck?
Oh my God.
To hear your
that would actually piss me the fuck off.
Are you rapping out of your asshole? No. Like, nobody wants to hear that shit.
But that's the thing. OnlyFans doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be that.
Yeah.
But I think that the sex workers kind of came in, you know, they found a platform that they can like monetize off of, where nudity is allowed and accepted and you can make money. So, you know, they gave that website, you know, pretty much. Yeah. This is what it is.
And that's another thing I want to praise the sex workers for. They don't let nothing stop them from getting a bag.
Nothing.
It don't matter how many websites you shut down, how many things get demonetized, they will move on to the next thing quick in a hurry. Like,
how many accounts get deleted?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like when Backpage went down.
Oh man.
You know what? They cried for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
and they said, "All right, what's the next move?"
They picked themselves up by their bootstraps,
by their 13-inch boot heel straps, and they said, "Bitch, where's the money at? Where the money reside?"
Yeah.
And they always like it's always something new. They always got the new shit, and they don't let nothing stop them. So I applaud y'all. But yeah, you're out here doing it. You. It's good. It's good stuff there.
It's good stuff. Not gonna give too much away. We want people to you gotta check it out. First of all, we're gonna have your OnlyFans and I guess in the bio.
Hell yeah. When I saw the threesome, John, I was like, oh yeah, boy.
I didn't see that.
Nah.
Wait, I have two threesomes.
You got a second one?
There's more than one of those.
Oh, things? I got three up.
Yeah.
Is it the same girl?
So I'm guessing you're talking about the first one
with the white John.
And it's Barbie. She's actually Spanish, but yeah.
Yeah. Same thing.
Sounds white to me.
Is the second one with the same girl?
No, the second one is with a black girl. It's with the same guy, though, but a different girl.
Okay.
I'm very interested.
That guy is actually my homegirl's boyfriend. And
Wow.
Yeah. And we pretty much, I'm actually in an OnlyFans group. It's how many of us? I think it's about 10 of us. My group is called Friends with Benefits, and we shoot a lot of content together. We have our own OnlyFans together.
It's like a union.
I was saying, it's like a dance crew.
And my girl who started it, her boyfriend's in the group, and pretty much we all just utilize his penis for our content.
What?
What a lucky man.
Y'all niggas hiring? What the fuck? What?
Are y'all niggas?
Y'all niggas hiring?
Is there like an Indeed link?
Yeah, do something? I have to send in a resume?
Do I have to put it next to a remote?
You actually could apply, but
listen. I'm gonna get myself in trouble.
We're gonna talk.
We travel together.
What?
We travel.
As soon as they open up a male BBW section, I'm gonna make a run.
Oh, they exist.
She said they exist.
They exist.
No BBW sections, they exist.
They letting big men pipe out here? Oh, boy.
Man. There's a market for everything.
That is true.
I noticed that, yeah, once I got a Tumblr. I was like, they like fat niggas around here. Hello. I was like, huh.
All right, let's
yeah, let's get some structure here.
Yeah, so, all right, let's ask the important, or the questions that people probably want to know. What gave you the idea? So like, you know, I could do that. Where did it begin?
Yeah, like how long you been doing it? When did you start and why? And what, like,
Okay, so I've been doing OnlyFans. I started out with OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. I was doing OnlyFans for a little over a year. I started in 2019, back in November. I started because literally at my vanilla job, two of my coworkers, they're
I love how you call it a vanilla job. I'm like sorry.
That was dope.
They're two of my coworkers, two gay men. I heard them talking about it, and I'm just like, what is that? Like, what is OnlyFans? And I wholeheartedly believe that gay men are the biggest porn people, period, because they like to see men, they like to see women, they'll buy it. They literally buy everything. So they knew a lot about what they were talking about. So I just was kind of like, oh, okay, you know, like I never heard of that before, but they were just really giving me the tea. Mm-hmm. So at the time I was talking to my photographer and I was telling him like, I'm like, yeah, you ever hear something called OnlyFans? He's like, hell yeah, I heard OnlyFans. Right?
Hell yeah.
So I'm like, oh, like I want to see what it's about. And he was like, I can give you my login and you could go on my account and see like the girls that I'm subscribed to and what they do on there. Mm-hmm. So he did. He gave me all his info and I'm like, what the fuck?
That dude couldn't wait to see you put out some content.
He was like, yes. He said, that's the reason I'm a photographer in the first place.
He said, I've been having you posting naked against these hick oranges for years.
Yeah, I've been trying to see a little something with the something. Yeah.
I never seen them before.
Oh my goodness. So, all right. So you saw all that and you were like, all right, I can do this.
Yeah. I was definitely like, this is something I'm interested in. I've always been like a very sexual person. I've always been into like recording myself with my exes and things like that. So I was like, oh, okay. I got some old videos I can sell right now.
Shit,
bro.
What?
So, do you remember your first time? Like, all right, I'm recording this for OnlyFans, and what was it different than anything else you've ever done, or was it like, did it feel different, or was it like, you know, business as usual, like.
Honestly, my first time recording myself solo, so I specialize in solo play.
Yes, you do.
You most certainly do.
You most certainly do.
Yeah, that attribute is all the way up.
Yeah, I started out doing a lot of solo videos. So my first time actually doing a solo video was like, okay, like, what are you about to do? Like, how I was just more so concerned, like, watching it back, like, would I feel weird, or did I not like my faces? Like, that was the thing. I'm like, okay, do I look weird? And then I realized that I was just being a girl, and I was very, very much overthinking it, because
yes, yeah. if you'd have farted during it, niggas would still pay.
Oh my
paid
god,
more actually.
So many. Yeah, I was gonna say, like, I have a lot of men who ask me to fart a lot on video.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Yeah. Niggas are nasty.
Yeah, I make a lot of money off fart videos.
I'm nigga.
Hold on. You make a hold on what? So you make the fart videos?
Oh yeah, I do all types of custom videos. If you have any type of kink or fetish, I mean, the only one I do have boundaries. Mm-hmm. So like the ones that I turn down a lot of the time are race play. I'm just really not into that.
Good. Yeah.
Happy to hear that.
Glad to hear
I'm
it.
Really not into that, but I haven't done any scat videos.
I was just about to ask, like, are you doing scat out here?
Wait, can we?
Oh, okay.
Can y'all slow it down for me, please? So,
For you normies that don't know the game.
I'm about to say, is it like a skibbity bop boop?
No, it's not a skibbity bop boop. I mean, if you have, after I have drink this coffee, it's going to be like skibbity bop boop.
Oh,
so God. Scat. Oh, scat is poop play.
Okay.
So a lot of people are into, you know, poop play. We're watching girls poop, or watching videos like that, two girls, one cup. Like,
oh my
normal
God.
People, well, I won't say normal, but most people will look at that and be like, oh my God, disgusting. But there are some people that will look at that same two girls, one cup and, you know,
get off to it.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, scat.
Wow, that is a... That is different right there, but
so I can still have you done pee?
I haven't done pee.
Okay, so no bodily fluids like that yet.
Yeah, no bodily fluids. Plenty of squirt videos, but squirt is not pee.
Yeah.
So
is it not pee?
I hear. Yeah, it's kind of like a. It's kind of like the flat Earth thing to me.
I can attest to it. Squirt is not pee.
It's like a square is a rectangle, but a rectangle is not a square.
Yeah, same.
I don't know, man. I've been seeing some squirts come out real forcefully, like you've been holding the pee long.
Naturally, I'm not a squirter, and over quarantine, I taught myself how to squirt. So
this is a skill you developed?
I mean, it's possible.
You into your squirt bag?
She unlocked the squirt. Unlock.
She unlocked it like a Pokemon.
The swag.
Monty learned squirt. Bing, 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 bing. Like, what?
Yeah.
No, but like, Monty learned squirt. Do you want to delete an old move to replace with squirt?
You'd be surprised. That's why people typically ask, like, are you a squirter or a creamer? Because a lot of girls typically just aren't both. It's like, you can either do one or you can do the other.
Wow.
And you a hybrid.
A hybrid, yes.
God bless you.
That's lit.
Look at you. Look at you.
Oh, man.
So,
what's another question?
No, so
I'm trying to think of something good.
No. So, all right. So, you said you mentioned guys that get you a lot of customs, right?
Yes.
So, what's the weirdest thing that somebody has asked of you? And have you encountered any people that are like creep stalker type guys, or are most of the guys that you interact with like they know their place in the transaction?
I will say, most of the time, the creep stalker type of guys who give me that vibe are just the guys who message me on Twitter.
Mm.
But I have a lot of followers on there, and a lot of OnlyFans teasers content that's a lot easier for me to post and promote, like full-blown nudity. So I just get like endless creepy DMs from like creepy guys on Twitter. But as far as OnlyFans go, I don't get too many creeps, because I mean, once guys pay their money, like, they're in there not to get deleted and blocked. Mm-hmm. They're really just in there to kind of get their nuts, so they're not going to be weird.
they in there to stay
down.
Yeah,
but the creeps on Twitter just get blocked. Right. Literally.
Understandable. Okay.
And as far as the weirdest, as far as the weirdest custom I got, I would say it was the fart one because that one took me a minute to do just because I was
okay,
like,
can I ask you how did you prepare yourself for the fart? What, yeah, like what did you like
you had to be sitting there like
did
man.
You go to like Taco Bell? Like what did you like I'm about to eat mad cheese sticks, like what did you do?
It took me a very, very long time. Like, he had to reach out to me twice.
Yo, that nigga was determined.
Nah, that's sick. That's like, hey, yo, just getting...
And I wouldn't accept his money for it either because I'm like, I'm not sure exactly when or how I'm going to be able to catch myself farting on camera.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I fart, but actually catching it on camera, I'm like, how am I going to make this happen? And... Yeah, one day it just happened by accident. I was recording. I was like bent over. I was playing with my pussy and I farted. And I was like, yes. I like fucking
jackpot.
There it is.
I fucking hit him up right away. I sent the lock TPV to his DMs on OnlyFans. Like, I finally farted. Like, fucking ran the number up something ridiculous because I knew he was waiting for it for a very long time. So.
That is great.
That is fucking lit.
Oh my god!
That was probably the best.
The fact that he got it back, so he's like, "Yo, so
yeah."
Any updates on that fart?
Any updates on the butt stuff?
Any updates on this?
And like, he makes it very clear that he's like an ass worshiper. Like, ass worship is a thing. So, from like guys who are very much into ass worship, like that's their kink. Mm-hmm. I expect those type of questions.
Wow.
All right. Now we started into the worship. Have you ever considered and or have gotten offers for like doing dominatrix type stuff?
Oh, yeah. People ask for that type of stuff all the time. Naturally, though, it's not my personality and I don't know if it's something I want to tap into. I'm naturally more of a submissive girl. I prefer dominant men, actually. So I don't know if I feel like just trying to force myself to be dominant. I'm a lot more dominant with females. I'm pretty sure that's something I could tap into. But as far as it goes for me, I just like to be like creative and let it flow. I'm not trying to just tap into everything and learn every trick and trade. And I just like to do, you know, what I'm kind of into.
So, do you approach OnlyFans in the content you create? Do you try to approach it like it's artwork, like it's you being creative and, or do you just see it as just like, I'm just doing this to, you know, get the thing out? Or do you see it as like a, almost like a performative type of art form type of deal? Like, I want to do different things and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely a performative type of art for me. I just kind of approach it differently. Like, I like to buy backdrops and get different setups and buy different props or buy cute little sex toys that go with my aesthetic and cute outfits. I'm a model, so it's really all a part of like that dressing up and putting on a show and performing type of thing to me. So yeah, I actually prefer to do my own thing versus the customs, but the customs are actually easy and you make a lot of money, so I really tapped into that.
And I only mentioned like the dominatrix stuff because due to personal experience, like I know, like I used to go out with like a dominatrix girl. Like I was like we were involved and whatever. And I seen her work and these niggas would come off a lot of bread for her. So it's like,
oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like, yeah. So it's a lot of bread in that. You know,
it's a lot of dominatrix encounter. A lot of like what we call pay pigs or cash.
Yep.
Yeah, they're literally just human ATMs. Like, they give you money just to talk to them like shit and be mean. And yeah, but I found that was a very draining of my energy. Like, I don't feel like cussing you out all day. Like,
right. You just want to fart and get out.
just want to poot and leave.
Yeah. Now, I got another. Of course, I've got plenty of questions. Now, this group you were in with, you know, with all the other people who,
Friends with Benefits,
right?
That's a lit name.
Fire name.
Yeah, it is.
So when you made that scene with the girl's boyfriend, right? Do they already have this energy where it's like you got to ask her first because that is her man, or it's just y'all know because it's work, or it's like whatever?
She recorded it, actually.
Wow. Good camera work, too.
Yeah, she's really.
I got to see this.
Oh, she's pretty much. She's actually. Her name is Star Kitty. She's a full time sex worker. She's been doing sex work for a few years. She's actually a mentor of mine, and she pretty much like puts me on game, teaches me a lot. She does a lot for me and all the girls. And her boyfriend's also an OnlyFans content creator, and like they love each other. This is their relationship, but they really, really, really get to the bag. They both fuck other people. A lot of the times when I do my threesomes, it's always me and her boyfriend with another girl.
What?
Yeah. Or even when I just record solo videos, just me and her boyfriend, like she'll be there. She won't be there. I know one, me and her boyfriend did a throat training video and
wow. We were in a hotel. Wow. A what?
Throat training.
So basically,
Mike got all the vernacular.
Yes. So throat training is the same way as anal training, but with the throat. Mm-hmm. Usually when women are, you know, are just exploring the anal, you know, type of thing, that their butthole is, you know, very tall.
Yeah.
Because it's not used to things going in.
Yeah.
So you start with little things like a thumb,
mm-hmm.
or like a couple fingers, two fingers. Then you work your way to like dildos. Vary in size, and now, in throat training, is that the same kind of theory?
It is the same theory, except you don't start your way and work your way up. Pretty much, throat training is how you teach girls how to deep throat. Not that I need teaching, but
throat baby.
Was it? Am I a throat trainer? I'm listening. I'm like.
It has not stopped.
I'm like, it sounds awfully familiar.
It's just a deep throat video.
Okay.
Where it's like, okay, let's see how far can you deep throat?
Let's get them tears flowing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we were recording a throat training video, and his girl was in the other bed just doing lives. Or doing FaceTime calls.
Wow.
And like we're recording this video and you hear her in the back, like on FaceTime, just with all her different clients moaning, doing her own thing.
And then y'all in the back.
That's bread, bro. That's love.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a special kind of relationship to be able to, I feel like, I don't know.
Because it's business.
It's business, but to be able to tap into your mind and be like, okay, this is just business. That's pretty dope. It's admirable, actually.
Yeah. It's really cool. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
So, shout out to them.
Yes. That's
so, fine. When you do videos with other people, you said it's usually just that dude, that the boyfriend, right?
As of recently.
Now, when you have other males, do you try to do it like people you're involved with or like in your regular life? Or do you just like find dudes? Like, how do you find dudes? I know it's probably not hard to find dudes to fuck, but like,
yeah, I'm about
most
to say
niggas are not willing to be recorded and put on the internet.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, it's guys that I'm already dealing with, and they know like what I do and what I get into, so they're cool with it.
Mm.
Very few times are there guys that I collaborate with, just like, cool, you have OnlyFans, I have OnlyFans, let's get together and
make some
scenes. Because a lot of the times, there's not many guys that I approach myself.
Mm.
So a lot of the times I just get so many guys approaching me. It's hard to weed out who is a serious content creator and who wants to fuck me. Just solely because.
Yeah, who just want to get ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So it just really depends. Like, or if it's someone that's like reaching out to me and I'm like, he kind of cute. You know, I'm like, all right. I'm a little more.
I'll make some money off this nigga.
Yeah.
Listening. Yeah.
That's fucking lit.
But it's cool. I didn't think I would get to this point that I'm at now. And that's what I mean by that is like, even just mainstream porn stars reaching out, like, because mainstream porn stars, as of lately, they're kind of like deferring away from mainstream porn.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, the money's not there.
Yeah, they're tapping way more into OnlyFans because, you know, they don't got to worry about paying out this person, that person, mm-hmm. and all that third party.
Contracts,
so,
and then it's like a lot of extra regulations. Yeah, they're working on their own time.
And I came into like the sex worker world really fast because I started my Twitter and then I joined NSFW Twitter, basically, and I just started pushing my content and a lot of the more mainstream porn stars started to see me popping up, like, you know, who's this girl? And then they were reaching out, like wanting to do collabs or concentrates or things like that.
So, all right. So, like, when you say, so when we say big porn stars, right? How big we talking? Pause.
Unpause.
Unpause. Are we talking like, I don't want you to say no niggas' names. Yeah. Yeah, are we talking like Jason Love type niggas?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like one that I'm supposed to be collabing with next month, he's like a bigger name, like Brazzers, Bang Bros, like, and you know, there's not many black men that work for these companies.
So he's a black man that be on Bezos and Bang Bros. Can I guess?
You can guess.
Is it Rob Piper?
No.
Fuck.
Damn.
That would have been a great one.
Yeah.
Jason Love, so no. Pressure? It's Pressure. Yeah. Yo, it's
why?
Pressure. Shout out. That scene's going to be lit.
I'm mad he really guessed that like that.
I think I guessed it right.
I was going to say, at this point, he's just guessing. I'm just laughing.
Nah, that's Pressure. She's capping. Shout out. But nah, that's what's up. Like,
yeah, that's really dope.
Do you see yourself going full time with this? Because you said you weren't right now, as of now. But do you see yourself like?
I have two vanilla jobs, and they're both very great jobs, and I just like I make great money off of them. Even though one right now, pandemic, you know, it's kind of to the side. Mm. But I don't know. I'm not exactly sure. It would have to be like a crazy, crazy bag that I knew I could secure and like still maintain my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Now, you haven't like you do you have you hit the point where people are recognizing you in the street?
No,
that's good.
I have not, which is cool. That hasn't happened yet at all. Like
I'm sure
that's probably where you want to stay at, right?
Do I know who?
I said that's probably where you want to stay at, right? At that where nobody's just like can recognize you, like oh, I seen you in. Know what I mean, or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, honestly,
or that wouldn't matter to you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me as long as it's not like people coming up to me like on some weird where I feel like maybe I need security type time, you know? Yeah. Not like that, but I mean, it's no secret either. I don't like advertise it on like say my sites where I have family, Facebook, or like just my personal Instagram. I don't advertise it so much, but it's no secret. Like my links are still there. Like I'm not hiding.
So, well, since we're already there, does your family know what you do?
My family knows what I do. Yes.
My
immediate family. I don't know about my distant family. Right. I haven't seen them in a long time, but my immediate family knows.
So how did that go? Or were they just cool? Or were they like, did they have questions? I'm sure they had questions.
So my siblings, they were just kind of like, whatever, blah. But I remember the first time I told my mom, it wasn't that she was surprised because she knows me.
I knew my little girl was out.
I knew she was out here getting it.
I'm a very sexual person. I've been this way since I was younger. So,
enough little boys that came in my house. I already know what it is.
Exactly. Like I remember being younger and my mom found my first dildo in my drawer and threw it away.
Oh, she's a hater.
She was hating. What a cop.
She was hating.
But like my mom, she wasn't surprised, but she was a little upset. But all in the same week, she found out that I had an OnlyFans and my sister is a stripper. So
what a week.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah, so
that's a week right there.
She beat herself over that. She beat herself up over that a little bit. And we were just like, girl, this don't got nothing to do with you as a mom.
Man, you ain't paying neither one of our bills, so we good.
I know. At all. So your sister is okay. Is your sister older or younger?
She's younger than me.
They look exactly alike too.
Exactly.
Which is kind of it's kind of weird. I guess I say that with a little brother who looks exactly like me, but to see it for other people, yeah, that shit is crazy. Y'all look exactly alike.
They get passed for twins
easily.
Yeah, we tell people we're twins often. Like if we go out together, people come up to us ask us if we're twins.
Shit, might as well.
We just say yeah now because like we get the questions so often.
You ever watch your sister strip?
No, I never went to her job to watch her strip, but strippers like she lives in Jersey, but she strips here. where I live in Philly. So she'll like come over and like get ready for work or whatever, practice, do whatever she does. So like I've seen her like in her element, but I've never actually went to the strip club. Mm.
So is she, I don't know if this is too personal, is she thinking about making the switch over to OnlyFans too, or is she like,
or do you think about seeing like maybe I can go up there, or do you be like, nah, that's too much work?
I would love to strip if I didn't, if I wasn't who I was, if that makes sense. So I know a lot of people in the city, like literally a lot of people, damn near everybody. And even to the point where like they go to the strip club and they're like, oh shit, they see my sister, like, you're Imani's sister, you're Imani's sister. So I constantly get people hitting me up like, your sister's at a strip club, your sister works at a strip club. And I'm like, now if that was me working at said strip club, it would be your Imani.
And now coming to the stage. Listen, what was your nickname again?
Muse,
Imani the Muse. Imani! Hey, girl!
That's such a lit name, though.
That is a lit name.
I do think it would be fruitful. Like, I could make a lot of money, but the difference, like, the reason why I enjoy OnlyFans or just is the fact that I said earlier, like, I'm this cyber slut, and then now if I go and become a stripper, I'm more accessible.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You can.
People can go to a place like I know I can go to this place and see you. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
On the internet, you're just a person on there. So
exactly, yeah, and I prefer it that way. And my sister, to answer the other question, my sister actually doesn't like OnlyFans. She don't bang with it. She said, "I've tried to get her multiple times to start one, and I don't know. She just doesn't like it." She said. Yeah, she's not with it. She's crazy.
And she looks just like you.
She looks just like me. She has an Instagram.
Well, tell her to keep trying.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, don't.
I'm trying. Don't, you know, she has an Instagram where she promotes her stripping, and I'm like, girl, you posted all this stuff for free.
Yeah, might as well get to the bag.
You might as well get a little.
Yeah.
The crazy thing is, she was very honest with me. Mm-hmm. She was scared of hurting my feelings at first, but she told me, in her opinion, she thinks that. I think this is the craziest thing, but she thinks that OnlyFans is degrading. And I'm like, you're a stripper of all.
I mean,
okay.
I mean, that's
an interesting take.
Yeah, it's like the NBA and NFL. I mean, doing the same thing, just different sports. Both athletes, baby.
Y'all just different uniforms.
Yeah, we both athletes
we're
at the same
time. We're both selling the same thing here.
Yeah, we're both selling the dream.
Yeah. I mean,
and just one maybe, burns more calories.
Yeah. Maybe she'll come around one day though.
Yeah, but maybe she'll come around.
Oh, yeah.
She usually comes around when she sees how much money I make.
Yeah,
but still.
Yeah, you just run up on her and hit her with a stack, like just smack her with a stack in her face, and then she'll change her tune real quick.
So that leads into a question I had. So with the OnlyFans, how does like the taxes and everything work like that? Do they send you like W-2s
on that?
Okay,
or 1099s?
Yeah, so you have to file taxes on it. I'm self-employed.
Yeah.
So trust me, like, it doesn't matter if you're doing OnlyFans for 4 months or 4 years. Like, if you don't file taxes on it, they will find you.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually going to be my first year filing taxes on it because I started in November and I didn't make much money at all when I first started off.
Yeah.
I was like making like, I don't even know, like $200 a month when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like not much to even claim. But definitely last year I got to pretty much do all my taxes on that. And I don't do my own taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely have to go to places that are sex worker friendly. Like H&R Block is now advertising like crazy to sex workers. They're really trying to like pull sex workers in. They realize how much money.
I mean, the money's there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's dope. That's dope. Cause I was always thinking like, cause you know, I'm a DJ, so I am an independent contractor. So I was like, I guess like, because if you like buy any type of sex toys or anything like that, technically that's a business purchase.
Right off. Absolutely. Yep,
write
off.
Yeah, you write that shit off.
Sex toys are write offs. Condoms are write off. Lube, write off. Any type of lingerie I buy is write off.
What a finesse.
They got to know. And I know there's probably a lot of women out there today who don't think about it that way, but if you take that shit seriously.
Even if you travel.
Yeah.
Tax write off.
Yeah, travel too. Write offs.
Get into the bag. I love it.
Now, is everybody really in the top 3%?
No.
Or is that a scam?
Yo.
Because I feel like A lot of these chicks, I'm like, you're no way you're in the top 3% of all creators.
I see what you're doing on it.
That's a promotion tactic. You can honestly go to Google and type in top 3% OnlyFans and get a bunch of pictures and use it to post as if they're your own.
Wow.
Honestly, there's no, not to say there's not hype, there's no hype in being in the top 2%, 3%, 1%, whatever. But basically what that means is just based off how much money you're making personally. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you're better than this girl or that girl. So whatever percentile you're in, it fluctuates. So say if I take a break from OnlyFans and I'm not making as much money, I'm not posting as much, I'm not being as consistent, my percent is going to go up. Now, if I come back, I'm back in this 10%, 9%, 8% because I'm being more consistent, making more money. So it really just depends on you what percent you're in. It's not like
based off your monthly income, basically.
Depends on how much work you put in.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like compared against other OnlyFans creators.
Yeah. That's a lot of girls out there that's charging like way more than you do and
ain't doing shit.
That shit. What?
Yeah. I feel like I charged, I started to feel like I charged too much, but.
What?
Yeah.
Listen.
A lot of my friends, a lot of girls who are like way bigger than me that I just cool with and I learn a lot of game from, their subscription prices are like $3 or $4 a month, but they have like an insane, ridiculous amount of subscribers. So
they can do that. It makes up for it.
Exactly.
And then they probably do that thing where you they'll charge you $3 for the end, but then they do probably do like a lot of locked videos where the videos are like $10 and $15.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah,
they make
that's
all
the
their
game
money
too.
Off people.
And they keep DMing it to you like, hey, baby, I recorded this video just for you. What the fuck you
didn't?
No,
you didn't.
I'm too lazy for that. I'd rather charge a little more and then just let you come in and see what you want, see what you don't want. And I don't know. The guys like it and they stay. So
I'll be back.
And that's it.
Yeah, I might have to re-back up for real. I didn't know there was a second threesome.
Yeah, I'm about to re-up.
Shit, I think I know what I'm doing tonight.
I know exactly.
I think I
know what might be done tonight. Boy.
The week before Christmas, I traveled to Atlanta. I had a
Atlanta.
Friend. Yeah, I had a. It's
you,
a girl.
Be careful.
We got them condoms on.
Yeah, they got that Atlanta flu down there.
Don't be playing with that.
See, I mean, I brought my friend's boyfriend with me, so I already.
All right, good. Oh, okay,
cool,
okay,
cool,
good,
cool.
What that's about, you know?
Yeah, pulled up with actually, the meat.
They actually live in Louisville, so they just drove. They just drove
in.
It was
a little meeting point, okay.
Yeah, but we collabed with this girl. Her name is Storm. She's super, super fire. And we did like a threesome scene. It was really dope. It was really dope.
And this is available on your thing.
Yeah, that was my next question.
Yes.
Great.
This is available on there now.
Great. Phenomenal.
Same type of vibe as the other one, except this one we're in the jacuzzi tub.
Oh, is that the preview when you was in the tub with the other girl and y'all was like bumping and bumping the cooch? Oh, boy.
You hear that, little buddy?
Yo, you hear that, little buddy? Yo, and I just got my sheets clean. It's fucking
What?
What, son? Bro, I'm about to go whilak shellac on my shit, bro. Yo, nah, because I was vibing off that nice little 9 seconds. I was like, yeah, keep bumping them.
Keep bumping them.
I was like, keep bumping them coochies, baby.
In the bubble bar.
It's butterful.
Yeah, I'm definitely about to re-up on that.
Nah, yeah. But yeah, because definitely for a long time, I was like, yo, she's undercharged. Because how I got introduced to your OnlyFans, I remember it vividly.
One of us.
I was at a cookout.
A cookout.
I was at a cookout at Elsie's house.
Yeah.
And I think, like, yeah, you know, we started talking about OnlyFans. And I was like, somebody's like, yeah, mine got an OnlyFans. And I didn't really know you. I knew of you, but I didn't know you. And I was like, who's that? You're like, oh, yeah, she did. I'm like, oh, I've seen her, like, on the internet. And like, yeah, I've subscribed. I'm going to show you. And then he showed me. And I got my credit card out. Thank you, Corey. I had it
at that point in time too. I was like, we were talking about it. We were like, I was like, no, nigga, I got it too. He's like,
I whipped out my debit card like it was a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Yeah, that's another thing that really worked out in my favor because I I took my talents to Twitter and I made my like Twitter to promote it. But I also used to promote it like on my close friends and my regular Instagram before I made my Monty the Muse Instagram, or just like slightly here and there, just on my regular Twitter, not my Monty the Muse Twitter. And I got a lot of the just guys that I know every day in life, like Jersey, guys I went to high school with, guys I grew up with, guys that I work with. I work for the Sixers, so a lot. I'm like
everything. Yo, so Ben Simmons got your OnlyFans? You gave it to Ben Simmons, didn't you?
I said, if you do, I need you to make it, send him a personalized video telling him to fucking shoot the ball.
Send him a video of you just playing with yourself and just whispering, "Shoot the ball."
Hypnotize this nigga.
No, just shoot the fucking ball. Take the jumper.
He's like, you want me to shoot that ball? You want me to shoot that shit?
Yeah. Finish with authority in the paint. Stop that finger roll bullshit, huh? Jam it, motherfucker. You're 6'10, huh?
Oh my god.
Fucking oh, to get it together. Whatever we gotta do to get this nigga shooting, I'm willing to explore it.
I'll do it.
But, yeah. No, he's not in there. I can't help you guys. Sorry.
I know. That's something Matisse Steibel would get into. I'm not buying his little Christian vlog act. It's nasty.
New video. I bought OnlyFans today.
Yeah, he's like, fuck out, nigga. I subscribed to something called Fans Only.
He's a dweeb. Oh man. So at this point in time, where do you see yourself like with OnlyFans? Like, do you see how can I word this question? Like you already said you're kind of you surpassed where you thought you were going to be, right?
Yes.
So how far do you see yourself going with this? Like, what's the, is there a goal? Are you just going with the flow? Like, what are we doing?
So currently, I use like that money that I make from OnlyFans to invest in more things as like that I want to do outside of just my vanilla work, as far as pretty much like I'm using it to turn myself more so into a brand. So I'm pretty much a walking, living, breathing sex brand. Like, I'm a sex toy ambassador. So all the sex toys you guys see me use, they get sent to me for free because these companies want me to make videos and, you know, post these clips that I post and show people how to use these sex toys. I just want to pretty much continue to expand on my brand. The ultimate goal is to continue to move forward with my brand and things that I'm working on now currently, like a lingerie line, my own sex toy line. And just also I want to have like little sex events. I call them sex events because I don't like to say sex parties because people think I want to throw orgies. I really just want to throw sex events, like have sex workshops. A lot of my friends helped me realize that at this big age, we still don't know as much about sex as we should.
Yeah,
so it's they reached like, out to me.
Teach me.
They reached out to me with these questions.
Teach me how to love.
And I'm like, dang, like, y'all don't know nothing about sex. So I really want to, like, hold sex workshops, do, like, just really pretty much everything involved in sex.
So,
like, art and things like that.
I fucks with that. So you've been in, you live in Philly, like you said, right? Have you been to the Saints and Sinners Sex Club? You ever been in there?
I haven't, but I know someone who works there.
Okay. Because I feel like what you're talking about is stuff that they do. Like, stuff they have, like, little seminars where I went to one time where they were like, they held like a fisting class and they did like vagina molds and things like that. And I feel like... Yeah.
Exactly. That's where I'm tapping into.
And I know Corona's probably fucked up. That's probably not going to happen for a while. But it's like,
exactly.
when you said that, I could see myself like in that space. And I feel like as black women, like black people in general, like we're kind of repressed from sex because we have all those Christian values and things of that nature. And I feel like it's healthier for black people, especially. I'm not a black woman, so I can't speak to that. But you being a black woman would help other black women explore that sexual space. I think that'd be really, really dope.
Of course, of course. And I definitely, like I said, I learned that a lot with my friends. Just most of my friends are black women, I'll say that. And just noticing like how they don't know a lot of things that I'm like, damn, like, you know, but we didn't, not to say all of us, but a lot of us didn't have parents that actually sat down and gave us a sex talk. Like, I can't really speak for you guys, but I know my parents did not sit down and say, here, this is what sex is. Like, I learned about sex.
Yeah, I remember mine was...
Definitely didn't.
Mine was take care of your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. I'm like, well, how do I get there? Yeah. Don't worry about it. If they get here, take care of them.
That's it.
So.
Pretty much, yeah. So it's just like a lot for us to learn. And I don't know, it's exciting. Like even for my birthday this year, I'm pretty much like having I want to call it a girls' weekend. Mm-hmm. Where I have like a group of like 15 girls and we're staying together. And I just have like so many different like sex workshops or different type of things put together for the weekend that we're going to do.
Okay.
You know, lingerie parties, twerk classes.
Can we have a situation where there's like, you know, like, I don't know, 3 podcast hosts.
Just throwing that out there.
In like a corner, just observing. And
in front of the wall.
Taking notes for scientific purposes.
Live. Oh. We're definitely going to go live. So it'll be easy for you to do that. You can sit in any corner you like, actually.
I'm free every weekend that's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever that is, I'll be there.
Yeah, I'm free whenever that is.
That we can do, Elsie.
Mm-hmm. Elsie can DJ for pro bono.
Yeah.
It's a tax write-off.
It's a write-off.
I do have like other girls that are not involved in the actual party, but I'm sticking very true to the all-girls theme. So I have a chef. She's pulling up catering the event. Oh, shout out to Imani. Imani's pulling up catering
the event. Hey, Imani, miles to go.
Miles to go, yes. Food is crazy. I need to get one of them plates, man.
So good, bro.
I have like a photographer, videographer, all females. I just want it to be like a very, very close-knit, intimate situation.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know, I mean...
That sounds really great.
That's dope.
Personally speaking, I'm very much a nudist, and I don't care. I could be naked in front of anyone, but not every girl feels that way. So I want everyone to feel like super, super comfortable because they are going to be in lingerie and twerking and half naked.
That's great. I'll just use my imagination. That's fine.
I'll be on the live. Don't worry.
No, we will. The live.
Do not worry.
The live, and I expect a swift follow back.
Be in the comment section, bugging out.
Well, I'm being happy. Emojis.
Hell yeah.
Does anybody else have any questions for Simon?
How long do you plan on doing this for?
Hello, Mon?
I don't have like an end time. I can't say. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, there it goes.
Okay. I don't have an end time. I can't say like I'm going to be done next year or 2 years or 3 years or 5 years. Mm-hmm. Really just playing it by ear, winging it.
Going with the flow.
Seeing like how far I want to get. Yeah, exactly how far I want to take it, or if it ever comes into a situation where I feel like it could like not work out in my favor and I mm-hmm. needed to stop, I definitely would do that too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing. After talking to you, I know you've got the vision. And before talking to you, I knew you had the talent. And so you got the talent and the vision. God, my nigga, right. The sky's the limit for you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you taking this time to talk to us.
Yeah, for sure.
Is there, I mean, anything you want to promote, you got it. The floor is yours. Your websites, anything, socials, anything you want to promote, you got it. Let us know.
I do want to ask a question before I go.
Absolutely.
Wait, so all three of you guys have either are subscribed or have been subscribed at one point, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Has anyone tipped?
I have never tipped, no.
And that's the Not That Serious Podcast.
No, I will say I have never tipped.
No, I'm...
You know, when I was...
Going forward, out of all the people that I've ever subscribed to, which has only been 4.
You have been the most worthy of tipping.
You are the most worthy of a tip.
And I know you probably hear that and said, I can't put that in my bank account.
Yeah, that's not money. But I will say, I know when I was subscribed to your OnlyFans, I think that was the first OnlyFans I had ever subscribed to. So I didn't even know how that shit was supposed to work. But next time I join, which will be tonight.
But I will say this. I have a rule.
Which will be tonight.
It will be
tonight. I have a rule.
What's your rule?
You only get 1 month out of me.
1 month?
Imani's gotten 2.
And a third's on the way.
Third's on the way. Help is on the way.
So now, real quick then. So the tipping thing, like, does that make a big difference in, like...
The revenue?
Like, you know, it's between some months where it's like, all right, this month niggas was tipping, and or this month niggas really wasn't tipping. Like, is that a big, like, do you notice those type of things?
Yep. So it definitely can. It definitely can. One thing I will say about tipping, though, it's just like, well, I always say if you tip waitresses, if you tip bartenders, then you tip sex workers. Like, we are the people that are literally helping you nut.
Run a service.
I think, like, yeah, it's a service.
Yeah,
I
ain't no server who never made me nut. So you're right.
Never. Not ever. Yeah. That's facts.
So I feel like, you know, the tipping aspect. And it's also just like a... It's like a pat on the back, like a hoorah, you're doing a great job. Keep going, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this is great. This is quality content. You're doing a great job, you know. True. Here's a tip. Now, I just noticed though that like a lot of people don't necessarily like look at it that way. So you kind of have to guide them into that thinking. So I play like fun little games or send out cute little messages that pretty much direct people to tipping. And then I have some really big tippers in there. And then when other guys see that, they try to like match that big dick energy. So, you know, they'll start tipping too. It's like if they see, oh, one guy's tipping her, like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I want to tip too.
I'm
like,
tip too. All right.
Yeah, exactly. For some reason, they get that male validation.
Yeah.
But I make I make tips on like posts and tips and messages, but most of the money I make from tips are from going live. Because I can go live.
You can go live on OnlyFans, right?
On OnlyFans, yeah. And then just. Going live on OnlyFans is like the live is free, so the least you can do is tip. But I play games. I do like who wants to see what, tip this, and I'll do what you want to see. Mm-hmm. Tip $5. I'll take a shot. Tip $5. I'll roll up. I have a lot of 420 fetish people on there that like to watch me smoke weed. So,
what?
Yeah, they tip and for me to roll up, and they'll tip.
Man, women. Ladies listening to this, if you ever needed a sign to make a fucking OnlyFans, here it is.
Do it right now.
Here it is. Like, I don't know what more you needed. If you were on the, if you were thinking about it on the edge, you weren't sure. Jump. This is it. Go ahead, jump, baby.
Jump, baby.
And take a leap.
And then when you do jump, hit me up because I got a referral code and I love helping out ladies who are new to OnlyFans and they need game. And when ladies sign up with my referral code, you get pre-free promo for life.
Word.
For me.
Last thing. What would you if you can give anybody some advice if they were about to start OnlyFans, what would it be?
Get a watermark. That's something I wish I would have did in the very beginning. I didn't have a watermark in the beginning. I just recently got one. And a lot of your content is very easily stolen if you don't watermark it.
Yeah.
Pay for promo. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think that they can do this on their own, and you most certainly can. But it's a lot easier if you pay for promo. You'll have a better start and you'll make more money faster. And stay consistency in this is definitely key. If you just like look at it like, oh cool, I'm gonna start an OnlyFans and all these guys are gonna come pouring in and I'm gonna make all this money, you're definitely not. Guys know when you're like serious or when you're like playing around. If you're not posting, you will lose all of your subscribers. If you're constantly putting out content and you're constantly messaging these people back and rating their dicks and doing all this other stuff that they want you to do, they'll keep coming, they'll keep paying.
Word.
All right, one last thing. What advice, since we've all subscribed, what advice will we give Iman?
Would I give?
Yeah, that you've noticed that you like. Something that you think that she should keep doing.
Oh. Keep up with the sex.
Yeah. It took a lot in you to say that, didn't it?
Yeah, because my first initial thing was to say keep it up with the male talent, but that sounded mad sus to say that.
We don't judge. It's fine. Go ahead.
But it's like, yeah, keep it up with the one-on-ones. Though I enjoy those. The threesomes are lit. The solos are pretty fire too.
Yeah.
So that's the thing I started.
Just keep
doing
it all solos. Up, man.
Yeah. I was gonna say I started doing solos and I used to get like a lot of requests for the sex, and I was just be like, okay, like I guess I'll try it. And then I thought that I was gonna like my solo content was going to die out. But it's literally people like what they like. So the people mm-hmm. who prefer solo, they're like, all right, enough of this sex. Like, give us the solo videos. And the people who like the sex, you know, they're like, okay, I'm here to stay because you got some sex on here and some solo.
You got everything. You're like a veritable candy man. You got every flavor it's I all could in want. It's all there.
It's all available, baby.
You know what I mean?
And what about you, Elsie?
I'm with it all, honestly. Just keep doing what you're doing.
You're doing your damn thing. So
absolutely.
So keep it up for real.
I got one thing.
Oh boy.
I would like to hear it.
Keep it amateur.
Keep it amateur.
Yeah, don't get too professional. Oh hell yeah! Because me personally, I like amateur shit.
Yeah, I only watch amateur porn.
So don't start acting. Yeah, like yeah.
Oh my god. Step bro.
I was gonna say I personally only watch amateur porn for myself.
Yes.
I don't like mainstream porn. I pretty much say like the difference between the two, because a lot of people ask this question too. Mainstream porn, say we're looking at it like a music artist point of view. Mainstream porn to me is more so like being assigned to a label and releasing an album where amateur porn is like
it's like Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Not Taylor Swift.
Yeah. And amateur is like Lil Wayne in 2008. Just dropping mad mixtapes.
Gutter. Like, it's feeling behind.
There's mad drops on
grocery bag.
If they cream pie, she might be in trouble for a few weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah, and even the mainstream porn stars I know that talk about mainstream porn versus their OnlyFans, they definitely don't even prefer the mainstream porn. It's just a lot of work. It's a lot of
it's a job. Yeah.
People, telling you what to do.
Yeah.
And so. you can see, like, I've seen some people, like some girls who doing and like who do the mainstream stuff and versus when they do OnlyFans or just do stuff like in their homes, the vibe is just way different. Like, you can see, like, okay, you can kind of tell, like, all right, she's enjoying herself.
Mm-hmm.
Here and it's like in the mainstream, it's like more mechanical, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Versus mainstream porn where you're like getting fucked and the guy has his foot on your head or has you in a chokehold or something crazy that you don't necessarily even enjoy.
And then they say stop, and then they take 20 photos.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
The foot on the head is pretty lit, but anyway,
it's pretty fire.
That shit, yeah. When I see that bookmark, the foot on the head, I'm like, yo, they.
I'm like, yo, she's in pain. They
was fucking.
She's in peril.
Yeah. I would definitely agree with Corio. Yeah, definitely. I like the amateur shit. You know, the blurrier the better. The more it looks like, are they even supposed to be doing this? That's why I'm like, yeah.
No 4K footage.
Somebody's going to walk through that door any minute. That's why I'm like, here we go. Yeah. I'm in my element.
Oh, no, amateurs have 4K footage, too.
I'm just fucking with you.
I don't want the 4K, though.
No, I want the 4K. Saying, I want to see. I want to see that. I want to see the fucking skin pores on that pussy.
I want that shit to be blurry. Hey.
I want to see the
motherfucker. Q said he got a new camera, so he's trying to record on that shit. Because you nasty. But, nah, I mean.
That nigga went to Dartmouth.
Yeah. Nah, fuck out of here, Q.
But yeah.
Nah, keep that shit blurry.
Yeah.
keep that shit blurry.
But, yeah, anything you want to promote, the floor is yours, Monty.
Yeah.
Definitely just here to promote my OnlyFans. Follow me on OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/Monty the Muse. Literally, Monty the Muse is my tagline for every site. If it's a porn site, if you type in Monty the Muse, you might find me there. If it's Twitter, if it's Instagram, any social platform, Monty the Muse. All types. I know we talked about a lot of different sex platforms earlier. Pornhub, Minivids, Chatterbait.
You do have a Pornhub.
It's in the works. I'm still waiting for Pornhub to accept my invitation, as you call it. It's
because they tightened up recently, so yeah.
Yeah, so I have to like send in. You got to send in your license, send in your passports, send in pictures of you holding signs that say Pornhub. Like, so it's a lot of verification, but yeah.
Word. Okay, and spell out Monty the Muse for everybody.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Spell it out for them, like Monty the Muse, because, you know.
Right, Monty, M-A-N-I, the, T-H-E, Muse, M-U-S-E, all one word.
Okay. Well, you know, this has been so enlightening and arousing. Yeah. I want to thank you for taking the time to call us and, you know, call in.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me again.
Absolutely. We definitely got to do this again sometime. We don't even got to talk about sex stuff, just chatting on regular stuff. We got to do this again.
Of course, yeah, definitely. I talk about regular things too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But say, you're still a human being out here.
You're a person, right?
Yeah, you're out here just like us, trying to figure this shit out.
So we definitely got to do this again.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. We will. You will expect 3 new subscribers. You might not see their names. It might be under user 6789745 Gamma B. That's me,
Monty. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you right now. If you only know this if you have OnlyFans. But my Abby on OnlyFans is the Popeye's Chicken timeout. So if you see the Popeye's workers was sitting, that's my Abby on there. So.
He's watching.
He is consuming.
It's your boy. Yeah.
It's very. It's not all the time where guys want to be seen. So I'm used to user 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm Alpha Beta Gamma 6789 -G. That's old Mike there. Oh, man. But yeah, man, thank you. We appreciate you for again taking the time out. We want to, just thank you.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
And you have a great night. All right.
You too.
All right,
we will.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's stop there.
Like, but still, like, he needed some help, bro.
Y'all keep saying that, but like, Shannon Sharp said, these are the same weapons that he made the MVP with, so it's not the weapons. It's him. He's not developing because he can't throw. If you ask him to throw,
Mark Ingram was hurt all year.
Four straight quarters, you're probably not going to win that game.
So I guess we are doing a sports segment then.
No, we're not. We're not going to lead this.
All right, let's get out of here then.
We're not. It's 12:30.
Yeah, we'll do sports in a minute. We'll do sports next time. I think we can do it off mic or whatever. Or maybe we'll put it behind a Patreon paywall.
Yeah.
Who knows? We'll figure it out. But guys, we love y'all.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed the conversation
with
Imani. Definitely go check out her OnlyFans. We would not lie to you. You heard everything she was saying.
Yes, OnlyFans.com.
It was amazing. Money I'm literally beating my meat right now.
Bro, listen. by the time you guys will have heard this podcast, and mind you, it's about a 7 or 8 hour gap between what I'm saying, speaking right now and to when you hear it, I will have jacked off and have blown a massive load into the roof of my drawers to her content. Okay? The roof is on coming. We don't need no water because it's full of cum.
Good fucking life.
So.
Is cum flammable? I don't know.
We're not doing
next time you jack off.
Speaking of flammable, did y'all see Rolling Ray caught on fire?
Speaking of flaming. All right, no. Goodbye.
No, good fucking bye.
Yo, this is another episode of Not That Serious Podcast.
That might be the last episode.
Yeah, we say that. Yeah, that bang yang. We say that for last, baby. Catch us on Patreon saying wild shit.
Yeah, you want more wild shit like that?
Yeah,
you're gonna have to go on the Patreon.
I'm drinking before every episode on that thing, baby.
What's Meek's mixtape called?
Oh no!
That nigga was like, "Get this fire on my head and the it's burning, and the minute get this money, the minute gets real hot."
Oh! Shout out, listen. Shout out to you, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to the listeners.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, they are. They just heard a fire conversation. They popped back in for the energy. You know, we punched this in.
Nah, let's get out of here because I feel like I'm about to go for a while on this nigga.
I mean,
getting frickin' getting flambéed.
Good night.
That nigga's like when you pour hot liquor on.
Oh my god. Hit stop.
Liquor.
That nigga. Do y'all think when they told him to stop, drop, and roll, did he just?
Do y'all think? Put his finger on the joystick.
Do y'all think he put it? Put it in reverse, Jerry. Put it in reverse.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, Lord, Terry. Did he drop the controller?
Tell the nigga to stop dropping roll. Stop.
Stop. Oh, I got a cramp in my stomach. All right. Okay, all right.
Press the stop button.
No, I'm sorry, guys. You know, follow us on all the socials and all that.
Yeah.
We love y'all.
Peace.
Check y'all out next time. Peace.